Welcome to Gamer Athletes, coming to you from the End of the World Tattoo and Cigar Bar Studio in Northwest Indiana, the Mount Everest of gaming excellence, delivering all the gaming news and info that you as athletes deserve.
Welcome to Gamer Athletes. We are your hosts, Chris Carr and
Dan Martinez. Take two was better for you.
Yeah, take two. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. How are you doing today?
Good. All right. Good? Tired. We got it.
Yeah.
We had work today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
All right, remember to follow us on the Insta, gamer.athletes, Twitter, gamerathletes, PC, YouTube, gamerathletes podcast, and our Discord server at gamerathletes. Remember to leave your 5-star reviews, and we will read them live on air. Maybe not live, but...
Live to us. It's always live to
always
us.
Always live to us.
When you read it, I will react.
That's right.
You know, yeah. Yeah, so this episode, we got more Diablo beta. There's some more of that coming. The stress test. Microsoft takes some more L's. Outlets finally get their hands on Tears of the Kingdom, which is exciting. Some card game news and return of the Florida Man.
All right. Love the Florida Man.
Florida Man is, yeah. I think, maybe our country only knows who the Florida Man is.
Yeah. Okay, some quick stories here, too. Quick fun stories. Oregon Trail finally gets DLC after 42 years.
What? Wait a minute. Yeah. What? What is it on?
DLC. I don't know. If you bought the game 42 years ago, yeah, I didn't look real deep into the story. I just
probably
saw it.
Probably on iPad.
So I thought it was kind of neat little story.
You can die of a new disease.
Yeah.
Instead of dysentery all the time.
Yeah. So it's actually like a trip to Texas or something like that. You got to take a herd of cattle down to Texas or some shit.
Brokeback Mountain.
Okay, yeah. Cool. America, Oregon Mountain, Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. All right. So, and then this is good. Twitch streamer shoots his cameraman. So I guess with a crossbow.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah, he shoots him with a crossbow. The crossbow didn't have a tip on it. Thank God.
No tip.
Yeah, he did it without the tip. But I guess they...
Oh, it was
they
a were drunks.
Yeah, they were shooting through a door.
Got it.
Like, and then they wanted to get a better, like, action view of it, so they had the cameraman stand behind the closet door. And if you know anything about closet doors, they're not built to take a bullet a crossbow. Yeah. Yeah. So he shoots the cameraman, and he was banned.
If he made a lot of money through his Twitch, he'd have solid wood doors.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Solid wood closet doors.
That's rich people stuff, man, not foam core.
Yeah, crossbow shoots those things quick, though.
Like an oak door.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that was goofy little news from around the internet this week. So let's see. Get into the news.
The new releases. Well, what's coming?
All right, the Diablo 4 beta is coming. This is the third beta.
They're calling it, what is it? The Server Slam.
Yeah. It's going to be open to like everybody or whatever.
Server Slam, they want to stress test the servers because Diablo's passed. Especially with 3 specifically, it just destroyed the server. But the day it starts is the same day Tears of the Kingdom comes out.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, so that's...
I don't think you're going to server slam that server as much as you want to because... I don't know, you'll probably hit Diablo.
I'll be on Diablo.
Yeah, I mean, plus they do give you a carrot on a stick. There's a level 20.
If you get to level 20, you get a... What is it, a mount sword? Or the sword that comes off the mount? I think it's something like that.
It's cosmetic.
Cosmetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'll probably be playing that over Tears of the Kingdom, honestly. So, I mean, I will get Tears of the Kingdom when it comes out, but...
Yeah.
I'll be playing the Server Slam.
I'm going to move this next part to the news. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, the Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters came out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the first time you can play Final Fantasy VI on the Switch.
First time you can play Final Fantasy VI on the Switch.
So, they have them all, right? 1 through 6 is one... collection, and then 6 through whatever. I didn't even look at the second collection.
So what, 1 through 5?
I know 1 through 6 is in one collection. Yeah. You can buy them individually. I bought 6 by itself. I've never played 6. Everybody says 6 is great, which is Final Fantasy 3 to us.
Yeah.
The Americans got 3.
The Americans.
Yeah. Well, we only got they did it out of order for us. because they didn't give us every single one until recently.
So this is being released on the Switch.
It's out right now. Yeah, I picked up $18 for Final Fantasy VI, which is the one where you can play as a Mog.
You got an issue.
What?
Just buying everything that comes down the pike.
I'll never. I played it for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Got pretty far. Yeah. I was Inspector, so I
had
some time to kill.
Okay.
So they got, you know, they have videos. They don't have reviews per se. They still go off the original review, but what they do have is videos out there that show you the differences, the quality of life.
Yeah.
Changes. They have a really dope mode that'll put it in like an old perspective so you can, it looks like you're playing on a CRT TV.
Yeah.
And that looks really cool. Like, I didn't think it was a big difference, and then I changed it. I was like, ooh, wow.
Yeah, they did that with the Turtles. Cowabunga Collection made it so you can do a CRTV thing. I thought that was a cool little, you see all the like old lines across the TV.
The people that did the Cowabunga Collection are really good.
Yeah. We've had quality of life improvements over the last 20 years, but let's take you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technology just keeps getting better, but you know what?
Yeah.
I like the old, it's vinyl. It's like vinyl.
Yeah.
Specifically 16-bit games. You have
all
though.
These people out there who are saying vinyl's better.
8 and 16-bit games are better on CRTs because the pixels were designed to be blurred.
But the way they've done it, and they've brought games into the forward and remastered them, whether they smoothed out all those issues.
Yeah, because there's more pixels that they can create a smoother image with. But like you put like an old Nintendo game on a HDTV and you're gonna be like,
that's terrible.
That's just crisp. Everything's square.
Yeah, you can see all the every pixel.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. So,
what's this?
Where are you at? Oh, yeah, reviews, whatever. Yeah, I just picked up Bloodborne again. Started playing through it.
That's not really a review. I would say that's under.
No, because when you go back to a game like Bloodborne, which is 30 frames per second.
Okay.
You really fucking notice it when you're playing other games that are running at 60 right now.
Oh,
and if you're thinking about that, going into that, what is it? The Redfall's coming out.
That's what I'm saying.
30 frames per second.
And then you're
like, man, it's choppy as shit, you know? And so I'm going through it again and I'm playing through it. And there's just noticing the different quality of life things that came, because that came out in 2015.
Okay.
15 or 16, somewhere.
Wow.
And so you're talking about a 7-year-old game at this point, 7-8-year-old game at this point.
30
so,
frames was hot back then.
Yeah, it was a big fucking deal at 30 frames. So just going back through the game and like looking at it, I mean, it's still a fantastic fucking game. So, but going back through and seeing some of the stuff, like the crouching, you can't do it, and how much Elden Ring and the Dark Souls series and other games that have picked up on and pulled from those genres and have really like improved those quality of life.
Honed in on like...
Right, things like crouching, targeting better, you know,
travel, menu systems,
60 like frames per second.
60 frames, man.
Yeah.
So Elden Ring 60 frames, right?
Elden Ring 60, like,
no problem.
Yeah.
Oh man,
unless you're playing on a PC and then you can push it to like 200 plus.
I would say now, as far as this plays into the news story we're going to talk about later with Xbox just taking the fucking hits.
Yeah, just
this plays into that right now. PlayStation, if PlayStation works with whoever, Bluepoint, like who did the Demon Souls? Bluepoint?
Bluepoint,
which they own now. If they tell them and say, hey, Bloodborne remake now, go.
Yeah, they'll get a fucking huge win
with
off
a 60 frames per second fucking Bloodborne.
60 frames all
You're talking like, a fucking graphics. Tidal wave of winning for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, here's another game you can't play on Xbox and it's 60 frames.
I'll be a PlayStation fanboy after that.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll get matching PlayStation tattoos.
Yeah.
You made it say gay station.
Yeah. That'd be super gay.
We could high five like those guys at the bar.
Yeah. So, that was fucking silly. That's a good story.
Yeah. Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah. Jedi Survivor review.
Survivor is out Friday.
Yeah, tell me about this.
So today is Wednesday, right?
Yes, today is Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
So it comes out on the 28th.
2 days it comes out.
Today's the 26th.
The reviews have hit the scene. IGN gave it a 9 out of 10. GameSpot, 8 out of 10. And I forgot what the third outlet was. I didn't grab that one. But I ran through it real quick, and they're saying it's good, which people got previews with it, and they were... I mean, it was alluding to it was going to be a good game.
Yeah.
the morality, what is this? The morality of doing good versus what's right. Creates suspenseful story of a Jedi trying to avoid loss. Mm. The calculated dance of lightsaber combat is superb.
Yeah, it was pretty good in the last one where you had different pairing.
Now you have different abilities. Stances, which change.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gameplay.
Interesting.
The puzzle platforming is helped by regular checkpointing and a quality hint system.
Yeah, because there are sometimes when you run through a checkpoint or whatever and go through a puzzle and you have to start way back over and you're like, oh, fuck.
Now, quality hint system makes me nervous.
Quality. Oh, yeah.
I don't want a motherfucker talking.
It can't be your robot because your robot
just goes beeps and bloops.
Yeah. So it's going to be Cal Kestis fucking
talking to himself. God, please don't do that, all the time, man. Like, maybe the robot can highlight something after so much time, or
maybe
prompt me to ask for help. Like, I don't want the help just given to me. Like, he might be like, make a noise. I don't know.
I think him talking to himself is probably a little bit less immersion breaking than like a little thing pops up on the screen and says, hey, do you need a hint?
I'm saying, like, in the tutorial mode when you're learning in the beginning of the game, it says, hey, for the whatever his name, BD1, and he can give you help, hit this button.
Yeah, you can.
Right. When you see this over his head, hit this button and he will help you.
It says it has a quality hint system. So I want to see what the difference between their idea of a quality hint system is, which is this is somebody who ran through the game in like, you know, 2 hours or whatever and then had to pop a review out, and my idea of what a quality hint system is.
Yeah.
If it's Cal Kestis going, maybe we should climb on that wall. With
my force powers. Like,
and be like, nah, come on, man.
That's not quality.
Yeah.
Audio design sells the Star Wars fantasy.
Really?
I'm interested about that. I'm interested in that. But, I mean, GameSpot's pretty good. Like, I have something after this to add after because I don't want to change the subject off of this. The bad stuff is the Cantina folks. I don't know what that means. The Cantina folks aren't people, as engaging.
There's a town in the game or whatever.
Oh, so you like go to the
main
cantina,
hub. Yeah, like, the main hub area that has a cantina in it, which is really reminiscent of, what was it, the first Star Wars.
I mean, this isn't even a bad thing. Like, the Cantina folks aren't as engaging as well written.
But like I said, this is other key characters. This is somebody who hasn't played. They got. When did they get this review and were able to put it up?
They probably had it for 7 days. No,
you think 7 days?
Yeah, they get their review copies early. They just have an embargo. Yeah. They can't.
So some guy's sitting there drinking his fucking Trulies or whatever the fuck. Yeah, Trulies.
Why? Yeah. Why is there
Trulies?
Why are you pigeonholing this guy to Trulies?
It's because he's bitching about Cantina folks, and he's saying that somebody did a hint system is good.
I mean,
I'm already prejudging this guy based on his poor skill quality at games.
So, I mean, of course, all the characters aren't going to be engaging as the many of the other key. He just says key characters. Yeah, the key characters are your show. The rest is background. Of course, they're not going to be as engaging. So it's got barely a gripe. This one hurts. Technical issue. Issues, especially on PS5 and PC. They detract from the game's presentation.
I wonder what kind of technical issues they're having on the PS5. I can see PC, because PC always... Because these games are put out specifically for consoles.
Yeah.
And then they're ported as kind of a... You know, especially since Microsoft has their Game Pass or whatever, and all the games come out, and Steam has whatever skin in the game. So I can see... But PC always has an issue because their toolkit. We've gone over this a fucking thousand times.
Yeah. It's hard to optimize for a thousand different rigs.
Yep.
When it's easy to do it for console. I wish PS5 was running better. But yeah.
I'm sure the PS5 is probably running better.
Oh, you know what? This next door, I did see this video, but I didn't watch it.
Oh,
did
the unrecorded?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The body cam first person shooter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It looks like amazing.
I saw it running in a clip on social media, and I was like, oh, wow, that's some real looking stuff. I didn't think it was a game. I thought it was a real footage. No,
it's a game.
Yeah, okay.
It's a game. So if you want to
unrecord, receiving a mixed reception.
Yeah, it's got a mixed reception because people don't like cops and games.
It's causing controversy.
Yeah.
And that is
body
funny.
Cam footage, yeah.
One of the first things people do in GTA is what?
Go kill a cop.
Kill a cop.
Yeah.
Or pick up a hooker.
Yeah. But if you go back, like, you know, they just released the remake of Resident Evil 4.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cop.
He's a cop. He's the star of the show.
Yeah.
He saves the world.
But
he saves Ashley.
This cops. But anyway, the clip of this game shows a guy running, going into an abandoned, what appears to be an abandoned building, graffiti all over it, walking through and shooting crackheads and stuff that are like,
I mean,
running around, and it's like body cam footage, and this shit looks real as fuck.
He's purging.
like you can tell in some spots that it's gameplay, but there's other ones that if you're just glancing at it, just at a glance, you're like, holy crap, that looks real.
Then it's running at 60 frames, huh?
It's got to be running at 60 frames, if not higher. But this is, you know, probably running on a PC somewhere the way they have optimized for the highest frame rate or whatever they can get out of this game. But
it's interesting. Pre-rendered footage. Oh, okay. The lifelike visuals on display were actually in-game or pre-rendered footage. Okay.
But if you look at all the people are just talking shit just because it's a body cam footage of a cop, and cops right now in our popular culture are not very popular.
Yeah, they're
popular
not hot culture. Right now. They're chuggy. Very chuggy.
Dead ass. So people are a little bitching about that, but I don't know. I don't know.
If this is PC, they're going to mod it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's going to be interesting.
But like, nobody complains about the Call of Duties that come out where you have American soldiers that are committing atrocities all over the world. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Not that American soldiers do that.
I mean,
I got to skirt the line on that one.
Yeah. They're all innocent.
They're not, but.
World police.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I mean, if you think, I haven't played a Call of Duty in a while and I haven't paid attention, I guess. I guess I've never paid attention. To when you would play multiplayer and you were the Navy SEALs and then the other team was an insurrection, like they were a different race.
Yeah,
America, but man, that was the one that was like over the top. Our UAV is a light.
Yeah, CS:GO's real big on that one. Like, they got that because you're fighting the terrorists or whatever in that game. So
that was some of my favorite shit.
Yeah,
it was like because the dude would go so hard.
Yeah, and then, like, so,
but they have taken B.
People expressed
dislike, huh?
Yeah, for the fact that you're playing a cop in body cam footage.
Watch it. Check it out, people.
So you're not going to be...
unrecord.
You're not going to be...
unrecord. A cop is unaliving people?
Yeah. See, now I thought it would just be funny if you could just shoot people and then like sprinkle crack by their body.
Throw it.
Yeah.
You can plant this 8-ball. Yeah,
shoot some innocent dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. That was a Dave Chappelle joke.
Yeah.
Springer.
Yep.
This guy's guilty.
You see it.
Mm-hmm.
He was high.
So this is a PS5 Pro rumored release date.
See,
I got this. I got clickbaited by this a little bit.
You did, because I've never heard of Oizchina, the...
This is just Gizchina. Yeah, this is just the
Cochina.
This is just the article I picked out. But if you go to,
are there other sites talking about this?
Yes, there are a lot of other sites talking about this.
Many reports claim that Sony is currently developing a new model of PS5. Of course.
See, but here, so this is how I got clickbaited on this one, because I'm going to a thing and the headlines just say PS5 release date announced. That's why I use this article specifically, because it says rumors suggest that the PS5 Pro
launch
under
date.
Development for 2024. Now, I've said this before, and we've talked about it. Once you start seeing slight rumors and things like that, eventually, I think it's manifests itself into reality that, you know, we're going to get a PS5. Maybe this is like, PlayStation testing the waters for the hype around a PS5 Pro.
It's the Pro versions. I don't think, we've talked about this before, I don't think they're going to get an iterative
console. You don't think they're going to put a middle one out?
I don't think they're going to put a middle one, especially Xbox. Xbox will not. They have the S. That is their halfway. Like, that's their next gen, and then the Xbox is their halfway. They won't do it again, because now you might as well wait a few more years and develop the next one, because what are you going to put in it? We've got everything we didn't have before. We have SSDs. We're supposed to have games that run 60 frames on Xbox, but PlayStation has it, right?
Yeah,
there's a few quality of life things they can do, and the tech's there. It's inside of it.
I honestly, if Xbox keeps going the way it's going, I can see them honestly not putting out too many more consoles. Really,
they're gonna take
because most people like me. This is probably the last generation of Xbox I'm gonna buy.
Can you imagine? I don't know. Man.
I'll buy a PC. I'm gonna buy a PC next, and PC goes hand in hand with Xbox games. And then you'll always have to have a PlayStation since they're so obtuse about releasing.
I'll
their
buy
shit
the next generation of Steam Deck if that's the case. If I don't buy an Xbox console, it'll be the better version of Steam Deck. because
you wouldn't buy a PC. Because
you can dock it. I mean, you can dock it. That's all I need to do. But
you wouldn't buy a PC, though?
No.
Over that? All right.
No, it's like, man, it's like having a dog. You like your mobile game too much. Fuck that.
Just don't download porn. You'll be fine.
Well, how am I supposed to live? I got to stay cancer-free, dude. I don't want prostate cancer.
That's what your iPhone is for.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, this MacBook?
Your iPhone runs MacBook. Defense.
Oh, it's out like there playing. Built in. Yeah. It's like they planned for it.
It's out there playing Fruit Ninja with your fucking porn download apps. Slicing them up.
Yeah, as the OS, in. The guys that created the OS. It was Steve Jobs that created the next software. But we're not going to go over Apple history right now.
No, that's later. That's later. So going into other PS5 news, and this is what's going to tie into a lot of Xbox problems, is Ghostwire Protocol, which is a game that was released a year ago for the PlayStation. But because it was made before the contract
of Bethesda.
Bethesda came around. So it came out a year ago on the PlayStation, and then it was just released on the Xbox.
They honored PlayStation's timed exclusive game. And then a year, they were like, we're putting on an Xbox since we own the company, right? Like, it's going to be on our Game Pass. And Tango Gameworks is the one that did it. And Tango makes really good games.
But it runs like ass. It
runs like shit.
On Surprise. The Xbox Series X and S.
Oh, my God. And nothing but these memes coming out where, like, Xbox touts this super powerful console, which it is.
Yeah.
But we can't get software on it to run.
Yeah, we're not getting nothing on
like,
the
Xbox. Like, we can't get software to run at a 60 frames per second. Like, some stuff. But not their own. Like, that's what's more embarrassing. But
it's their own studio.
We'll get into that because we got more news about it. It's fucking joke.
No, this is pretty bad. I mean, this is a pretty bad thing. They can't get it. They're having, like, frame drops. And I seen side-by-side pictures of the Ghostwire Protocol from a year ago on the Xbox Now.
And then PlayStation. And,
yeah, it looks... Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're just, like, glancing at it, you're not going to tell... But if you actually... are playing the game on both consoles, and you're like, oh, this is terrible.
So it says the Xbox Series S, for those that don't know, there are two Xboxes, the Series S.
X and S.
X and S. X is the superior one. S is the lower one. It doesn't have the power of the X. The S is the worst one, clearly, and it says there is a performance issue by 5% or 10% lower, depending on the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not getting as much frame rates on it.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, you think you had it, like, right? So it's been out for a year. You think you could optimize it and say, hey, at least run it as good as the PlayStation.
But even so the frame rate is worse on it, and the visuals are worse on it, too. Like, so, like, the lighted scenes and that, like, the reflections from pools of water don't look as good.
So is there some fucking thing at Microsoft that says, hey, nobody can play a PlayStation?
I don't know.
Because if you just bought a PlayStation and ran the game on it, you'd be like, yo, we got to do better than this. So it's like they're just like push the game.
They're not allowed to have a PlayStation.
Yeah, like somebody needs to be like, hey man, I played that
they
shit.
They can't do any cross-referencing research.
Yeah, it looks pretty good over there. So we better do some work and not copy and paste it.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure what's going on over there. I don't know. Heads are going to start rolling here soon. I mean, they've had a real bad week in the media.
It's
in
the not news media, good, man.
No. So.
And this is the big one. This one just broke, like, while we were at work doing our real jobs.
Yeah. Hey, this is our real job. I tell everybody I'm a podcaster now. Like, what do you do for a living?
Part-time podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This one hurts.
So, the United Kingdom regulators block Microsoft's $68.7 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard.
Oh.
So,
yeah. CMA said it was concerned about the deal's impact on the competition
right.
in the cloud gaming market where Microsoft has a product offering. Come on, man. You're going to limit. They're going to appeal.
I don't even know how they can, like.
They're going to appeal to blocking. This is going to go on for another year.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ruling came despite the rumors that the CMA was being swayed by Microsoft's own arguments, saying it would still still share games like Call of Duty with its competitor.
Yeah, where's the one
quote wild, that I was man.
Looking for here? So I seen it, something about, popular games available on 150 million more devices. Oh, okay, so after signing this, they came out and said, we've already signed contracts to make Activision Blizzard popular games available on 150 million more devices. So they're making it arguably more Activision Blizzard games, more available.
Yeah.
To people.
It said it would make it available to competitors for 10 years. It would make its tech available.
Yeah.
And the CMA found that to be insufficient.
Phew.
That's great. Make it 15, motherfucker. I don't you know, like, this is a big this would be a big win for them. They could use the help.
I think PlayStation must have a lot of pull with the EU parliaments and whatnot over there. Even though Microsoft is bigger in European markets than PlayStation, which, you know, hey,
I think the CMA is just doing their due diligence.
You think so?
Yeah,
You think they're being good actors here?
Or maybe he's not acting finally.
When it comes to government, I always think something shady's going on.
The guy that runs it goes home and he goes into his fucking little basement and it's just fucking Sony merch everywhere. Yeah. He goes, man, fuck that Xbox.
Yeah, like he got the God of War game
boots
pack.
Boots up Call of Duty. Man, fuck that. He ain't taking my Call of Duty.
That would be funny.
Yep. Nope, I am
PlayStation fanboys running over there in the parliament.
Yep.
Yeah. Huh. So that's another big loss for Microsoft this week.
It's super inconvenience. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they have the money.
They've already had issues fucking getting this brought through in the United States. Now they're having issues with... they had issues with the EU at the end of last year, which are still ongoing, and now the United Kingdom is jumping on board.
Oh, you put the same art. I was like, wait, that's mine. Yeah. I just put another different link.
Right.
Yep. Microsoft's inadequate solution.
So, it does not sufficiently cover different cloud gaming services. It was not sufficiently open to providers who may wish to offer versions of games on PC operating systems or other Windows. How is that?
This is crazy.
How is that?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even make that make sense because that's Microsoft's shit.
The deal would reinforce Microsoft's advantage in the market by giving control over important gaming content such as Call of Duty, Overwatch, World of Warcraft. Come on, man.
I don't know.
Like, PlayStation has enough stuff. This wouldn't... I don't think this... In my... I've been playing games for a long time. I've been watching the industry for not as long because I was a dumbass little kid that just enjoyed games. And I'm more interested in the business side of it now, but this isn't going to make a splash.
I'm just interested
to the market. I don't think it's going to change the market at all.
I'm just... Blizzard needs new management.
100%. And so Microsoft is the answer.
Yeah, that's what... that's why I want to see this deal go through.
I don't think Call of Duty will be affected at all.
No.
Everybody loses. It
doesn't make any fucking sense.
If Call of Duty comes off PlayStation. Everybody does. Yeah. Microsoft loses money.
They would.
PlayStation Activision loses part of their market. Yeah. Like, it's just a dumb thing. Like, I don't think people that are in super powerful positions of business in Microsoft and PlayStation would be like, well, let's just let this shit fall apart.
Yeah, and that's just what I think. Yeah, and that's not gonna like, because Blizzard's got their Activision's not. They need to shake up in management over there because
Bobby Kotick.
Yeah,
he's got to go.
That's Blizzard, right? He's Blizzard. Activision also had their issues too.
He's in Activision currently still, and he earlier in this article said he's helping with the appeal. This dude has a golden parachute waiting for him.
Oh yeah,
1,000%.
Yeah, he's like, I want this. Let's go deal, baby.
Seen it. Yeah. He's like, man, fuck that. Let's get to the finish line. They're gonna fire you. I know.
He's probably the one putting. he might be the one tweeting stories like this out there on the download to sink the fucking Activision Blizzard market price so Microsoft could pick it up for a little bit less. Get him the fuck out of there.
I want to fucking go. Like, he's probably tired of all the bullshit. I'm sure he's getting bullshit every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes sense. So, because there's no way this dude would be this pumped about getting the acquisition, knowing his head's on the block.
Like, he's out there. He's the biggest lobbyer for this fucking deal to go through. So he can get the fuck out with his fucking $14 million.
Later,
suckers. Probably more than that. Yeah.
And then Sony hires him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, shoot. End up with another acquisition a few years down the road.
Yep.
So
what's this big loss?
Big Xbox, big losses. So... This is X and S has sold 18 million
versus
PlayStation's 5, 30 million.
So, million to 18 million. Yeah, 18 million units. They killed the market.
Yeah.
This is...
Especially since PlayStation, what was it? Was last year? Mm. Or by quarters or whatever. This last quarter, PlayStation outsold fucking everything.
Yeah, everything. They were top because of the availability.
Once they got the chips back and they were able to do it. His PlayStation outsold in the... maybe it's year. It's by year. The first year, Xbox outsold... Mm-hmm. Or PlayStation outsold Xbox. And then the second year, Xbox outsold PlayStation. But it wasn't like a landslide. They were beating the shit out of PlayStation. Yeah. It was also availability issues. So then they became more available again. And then Xbox finished out, I think it was year by year, last year with a landslide W on how many fucking consoles
they sold. Yeah, PlayStation Now. And this goes into that story that I didn't put in here that I thought about putting. The internet is mocking the scalpers.
Yeah. We should have covered that. In this one.
So people were, anybody listening that doesn't really pay attention that are just following us because they're doing us a solid. Thanks. So the PlayStation 5 was impossible to find, and now,
scalpers... Don't throw shade at our podcast. We're the number one growing podcast at the steel mill in Northwest Indiana.
We are the number one growing podcast. International.
International podcast.
So we're going to have to get a thing that puts us in different languages.
Yeah. Language translator.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could be growing in Indonesia right now and we wouldn't know it at the moment.
Yeah. So you couldn't get a PlayStation forever. Scalpers were using bots. They were getting them, selling them for double the price, thousands of dollars.
And these guys, motherfuckers, were bragging about it. And it was too. Like
2 years into the life.
I seen the tweets when they had it where they had this fucking room full of PlayStation 5s.
Full of them.
And I couldn't fucking buy one. Then finally, as soon as they came available, they had these bots just
slowly
buying.
Started getting available online through PlayStation Direct, and then retailers started getting them more. And now we're at the point where you can walk into the store and say, it's six years.
Bunch
into
of them
the
on
life.
The shelf.
Is it?
No, three.
3 years.
We've had it for
what the hell? Am I talking about? I'm thinking about the Switch. So it's 3 years into the life of this three.
Got that Nintendo one of mine.
Yeah, three. So now you're already hyped. Is unheard of.
Because
usually in the first year, they're kind of scarce. But after about 6 months, you can find them. But that silicon shortage hurt.
Yeah, it
did. So now you can find them in the stores.
It was all COVID.
And you got these scalpers sitting there holding the bag because they have like, X amount of PlayStation that they need to offload.
And nobody's going to go to a scalper and buy one and wait for shipping and pay shipping and handling. We can just walk into a fucking Walmart and buy it for sticker price.
And the whole internet is giving them a Nelson on The Simpsons.
Yeah, they should get that.
You're sitting there holding these PlayStations and you can't sell them for retail. So you have to undercut. Take that.
Yeah. So all the profits they might have made from ones that they were selling, they might lose a little bit of
that. If you're thinking about buying one from the scalpers, don't.
Yeah, I
even if
never,
it's undercut, go buy one straight from Target.
Yeah,
who cares?
I would never buy one from a scalper anyway.
Yeah, Target.
No matter how big of a fanboy you are, there's no stupid to buy one from a fucking scalper.
We'll get sponsored some by guys, Target.
Yeah, some guys jamming you to pick up their own PlayStation to sell it to you at a markup. Just jamming you.
Yep. Jamming.
Yeah, so that's another big loss for Microsoft. So, you can see the graph down here.
Yeah.
Gaming market. Yeah, you have Sony at 45%, Microsoft at 27%, and then Nintendo
that's 2022?
Roughly 27%.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, 2021 and 2022.
Sony just dominates.
Yeah, kills it.
And it was, again, you're talking to someone who flipped over. Like, I've mostly had multiple consoles my whole life. But there was always one you lean towards, and achievements got me to love Xbox. I'm like, there's a thing showing me here that I did this in this game, and I can see it forever, and other people can see it. That was a great system, but I still stayed on Xbox. But PlayStation Now, man, they're just that PlayStation 5 is good.
Honestly, the only reason why I'm partial to Xbox right now is just peripherals. Xbox Elite controller is so much better. But if PlayStation put out their
you can't
Elite
play shit with it.
Yeah. Oh, without it?
There's no games.
Yeah. Well, Xbox, but then you got PlayStation came out with their the Edge or whatever controller. And even that still is subpar to Xbox Elite controller.
Yeah.
They have some better tech in it with those magnetic
replaceables.
Yep.
The replaceable thumbsticks.
But it's still lacking some of the features I like.
Yeah.
Which is those four back
buttons. They have two,
they have
right?
Two, yes.
Okay. I can live with two.
I can live with two, but I don't want to. I'll just buy. I'll buy fucking, like I said, I got a scuff for
fucking high and mighty, but I need my four.
My four back buttons. Well, I don't play claw, and I like being able to aim at people and jump and duck, jump and crouch, and be able to.
You just gotta get good, bro, with your fingers. I'm not an expert with my fingers.
You play claw, huh?
What do you mean? What the fuck does claw mean? I play like this. I play like normal. I have very dexterous thumbs.
We're going to have to change this to not gamer athletes. Doesn't know what claw is.
Gamer athletes. Oh, my God. You guys aren't athletes at all. Yeah, idiot.
I'm literally sick right now.
Anyway. All right.
Another L for Xbox. Yeah. Here we go.
Microsoft is not happy with the Xbox division. Not the game, but the division.
The entire fucking division of Xbox.
Phil Spencer and Lott.
This is why your Phil Spencer is fucking trending. He's trending Twitter
right now, man. He pulled them from the fucking flames, right? So he is like, especially for those hard Xbox fanboys, the Xbots, fucking love Phil Spencer because when Xbox was down and out, he brought it back.
Yeah.
And now
brought it back from the brink of destruction.
He brought it back, got it going again, pushed it out to sea, got it on a wave.
Yeah, the Xbox 360.
And the Xbox One.
Yeah.
The Xbox One launch was just trash.
The Xbox 360 had what, Halo 2 on it?
That dude split and they put Phil in charge and he fucking turned the Xbox One around. It was bad. That was a bad year.
So things not going so good over there in Xbox country. Looking even on the Xbox ad that we have here, there's a Zelda commercial. Ooh, yep. Take that, Xbox.
Yep. Phil Spencer came in and introduced a lot of brilliant innovations like the Xbox Game Pass, backwards compatible. He made that shit happen.
Yeah, that's huge.
The ecosystem is quite impressive, but there are a lot of lingering problems, such as lack of meaningful exclusives. We had zero first-party games come out last year.
This is the thing.
Zero.
This is the thing that I thought about when I bought the Xbox this first time, or this latest Xbox over the PlayStation on release. Number one, I couldn't get a PlayStation. But they had Bethesda at this point. They bought a bunch of other studios. Mm-hmm. And I'm like thinking, there's going to be a lot of good games coming out on this, but I haven't seen a lot of good games come out on it.
Starfield's their only hope right now.
You're our only hope.
Yeah. But like, what do you like? It's 2022. You're PlayStation, Xbox.
Yeah,
you're in the ring together.
Yeah, PlayStation's and Microsoft knocking the fuck
stood
out
there and did nothing while they launched God of War. Ragnarok came out last year, and they just fucking haymakered them. Like, what do you got now? Nothing. Like, you still didn't put anything out.
Yeah, you've got they didn't titles. Have shit last
you
year.
You own titles that are big titles. So I don't understand. They own a lot of IP. Fable.
They're still working on this shit.
Still working on it. It's like, okay, man, like you can take a swing at some point. You're going to have to throw something out. And then, they start trickling out these like new IPs from high pedigree studios. But they're trash. Redfall.
And then hopefully the
30 frames.
They don't 30 frames per second. They don't come out. Redfall isn't even a huge fuck. Like, that's not in the same arena as God of War.
It's not.
Redfall's not in there.
No, not. And you. It's in nowhere in any similar arena. One, it's not even the same type of game. Two, even in the first person shooter market, it's trash.
I mean,
because of the 30 frames. Right.
It but could
people
be.
Automatically are going to say,
yeah, when they see first that 30 person frames shooter, per second,
like, what 30 frames per second.
What am I on?
I can't play that.
Yeah. Like, no, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unplayable.
Serious first person people will not play it.
Yeah.
It's even, right?
Shoot. Even playing Bloodborne is, I mean, it's not super rough. It's a little rough on 30 frames per second.
It is, but it's not a shooter like where you have to calculate your shots. Like, it's,
but you have to calculate those iframes, bro.
Yeah. I mean, well, gamer athlete.
Yeah.
You know. That's different. But ugh.
Microsoft not looking good.
Hi-Fi Rush didn't make the money it needed to make.
Hi-Fi Rush did pretty well, though.
It did well, but it didn't make the money that it needed to make. That's the fact.
Yeah, it was on Game Pass, too.
It was deemed a commercial success.
Right.
But it did not meet the needs financially.
I wish we could find out what... how that works, how Xbox pays for the, PlayStation Pass thing. Yeah, because nobody knows. People speculated that every download, you know, they get, the studio gets a cut of whatever. It's got, maybe Xbox is losing money at this point, paying out more to the studios than they're actually bringing in from the Game Pass. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Game Pass is still a great fucking idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, still works, but the only problem is they're not, if they brought out, like, can you imagine the difference between that if, like, Diablo 4 was exclusive
Xbox? Yeah.
Diablo 4 Xbox
crushed. Exclusive. Yeah. I mean, that's why they want the Blizzard Activision.
Yeah.
They can make Diablo, the next Diablo.
Yeah, but the next exclusive. Diablo, you're talking like fucking 12 years from now. Dude, it's 13 years since the last one came out. 13
years. It was 2010.
13 years.
2010.
Yeah, yeah, you're talking fucking, that's talking about playing the long game.
I bought
game.
An iMac to play Diablo 3 and then was super disappointed that I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, talk about,
that's fucking. Because it crashed.
Nice.
The servers crashed, couldn't play for 24 hours. It was. Oh,
that is unfortunate.
I had the collector's edition of that. I still have it. It's pretty good.
Of Diablo 3?
Mm-hmm. PC, yeah, the PC version.
We played the shit out of that.
It's huge.
Yeah, we played the shit out of Diablo 3.
But like
two when we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on console.
Yes,
I bought it three times.
You bought Diablo 3 three times? I bought
Diablo 3 collector's edition for PC, picked it up at Best Buy.
You said you're like a fucking crack fiend when it comes to like different games.
I mean,
games.
We have a gaming podcast now. Well,
now I got a reason to be addicted to fucking games.
He just did it so he could see me every week.
Oh, that's what it is. I can't quit you.
I wish I could quit you. I bought it there.
You're my crack.
And then when I bought it there, and then I bought it.
No cap.
So we could play on Xbox.
Yeah.
And then I bought it for Switch when we went to the 80 inch.
Okay. I just couldn't see playing
that. I bought it on sale. It's really good.
That's a tiny screen to play that game on.
I got an OLED. It's bigger than yours.
It's not about the size.
It looks really good.
No, because I plug it into it. I dock mine. I dock it.
There you go. You're a docker.
Innuendo.
Yeah, I'm a docker.
Yeah. I dock mine. I play on a bigger screen.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fucking portable gamer guy like that. I cannot play that thing. I can't play it handheld.
Dude, if that Switch would have been at our last place.
Yeah.
At the barman. Oh my God.
We'd be going hard.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I just can't. Like, I can't hold it like that and play it.
Well, no. I have a. I have
the controller, but then that adds just more shit you got to carry around. I know. You got backpacks and all kinds of shit.
Or I just leave a controller there.
I have that. I got
I have one there.
Mine's Switch is at work. I have two controllers there.
Uh-oh.
I might have to bleep that out.
That's fine. Nobody cares.
No management listens to this fucking podcast.
Trevor.
Oh no. But anyway, let's see.
We could have moved this up. The Star Wars Jedi Survivor file size. Hold on. Let me, one more thing. Like the PS5 Xbox thing, right? And this is like Xbox is fucking up so bad that Jedi Survivor is offered on multiple platforms, and it even says there's technical issues with PS5 version of Survivor.
Yeah,
and I still want to buy it for PlayStation over Xbox.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have one reason why I would buy it for the Xbox too. So. I have game sharing.
Yeah, right, right.
Nobody else. I'm the only one that has a PlayStation in my household.
Yeah. Like,
but I have five Xboxes in this fucking house.
Like now, multiple platform shit. I used to always get Xbox. Now I'm always getting PlayStation.
I have four Xboxes here.
Holy. I have three Switches. God. Yeah. May 4th, I'll have
like
three.
Like I said, I'm about ready to jump into my next Switch. So.
Holy.
And then I'm buying a PC too. Mm. So
you should just get the Zelda one, dude.
No, I'm not gonna. You know what? I don't know. I'm not a person like that, man.
Or just a regular one. You want the white one? The white one's nice.
No, I don't. I don't know what I get. I just go buy some whatever bullshit off the shelf at fucking Meijer.
Yeah, like an athlete would. Like some athlete would.
Gamer athletes, let me say this, are not fucking doing the Switch. They're not doing the Switch.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's not a gamer athlete.
What your athlete means.
I'm actually subpar as far as a gamer athlete goes because I should have a PC. I should be PC gaming.
Okay,
because that's the way to fucking go. Mm-hmm. And if you want 200 frames per second, man, you want to be hitting your,
I have
your
Steam fucking on my MacBook.
360 no scopes.
Yeah, I can 60 frames Divinity Original Sin 2 on here.
Yeah, but that game's not super heavy.
Oh, the combat gets heavy.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot and heavy.
And then what do you have it watch your frames drop?
No, it is a lot of dialogue, even for me.
Yeah.
I was playing it.
Fucking dialogue heavy games, baby.
Yep.
So hopefully Jedi Survivor is dialogue heavy. So anyway, yeah, Jedi Survivor is the full size. Now we can get into that story since we got off on a little bit of a tangent.
Yeah. What's the size? I forgot. I clicked out of it. It's huge.
Let me back you up here on this one.
Yeah.
147.577 gigabytes. What is that in
pounds? No, wait a minute. On PC, it's 155.
Yeah, what is that in pounds? Or what is that? Yeah.
What?
What is that in inches?
I don't know.
Like gigabyte translation. That's huge.
Free up a ton of space.
Huge.
So it's never, I know they said it's never gone over like 100. The biggest games like Call of Duty and stuff, Halo and Forza have never gone over 100 and something, 120, 100 to 120 gigs, I think has been the highest. So this is now taking the cake.
All right, what about on, it's the crown. Is this coming out on Xbox?
Everything.
One?
Everything. It comes out on everything.
Yeah, okay.
PC, PS5, Xbox Series X. So,
what about the PlayStation 4? Is it coming out on the PlayStation
4? No, I don't think so. Mm-mm. It's next gen only.
Oh, that is unfortunate. My daughter loved
the first one.
Yeah. Last one. She played.
First one was awesome.
She's like on her second playthrough of that game.
Wow. Yeah. Gamer athlete.
Yeah.
In training.
Up and coming.
Yeah. When we die, she can take over.
Huge. Yeah. That's a big download for our site. Yeah. So going on, Diablo, time to reach level 100.
But yes.
What do we got here? Walk me through the story. Lay it on me.
For you to reach from 1 to 100, they have an estimated time. So the subtitle for this article from Dual Shockers
150 is fucking hours.
150 hours.
Holy shit.
If you
shit.
Want to reach level 100 in Diablo 4, you better buckle in for an absolute grind.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that is base game now, right? So the world gets their hands on it.
Yeah.
They go to the internet. They bitch about it. Patch. Right? Let's fix this. I mean, they did this with World of Warcraft. Did you know we can play World of Warcraft to level 20 for free?
Can we? On a PC? Can't get it on an Xbox.
I can get it right here.
So another thing that people do and that the internet is fantastically good at is finding ways to hack or ways to cheat or ways to mass farm shit. Mm-hmm, so this could be a decent estimate, but I'm sure like once you get all the guys that are like real big into the game, content creators, Twitch streamers, things like that, they're going to find ways to just, there's going to be a million fucking YouTube videos on how to, you know, get X amount of experience points in 5 minutes. Get X amount of gold in 5 minutes.
If you're a diehard Diablo player, you might be able to reduce your time. But by the looks of things, players are going to be in for an absolute grind. So it takes 80 hours roughly to get through the battle pass now, that they will have.
Hmm.
And then after that, it's you got to keep grinding to 100.
Grinding, I don't mind as long as the grinding is fun.
Yeah, I mean, if it's grinding, fun, if I won't even pay attention.
Yeah, because there is a lot. There's sometimes that a grind just feels terrible. And you're just dreading it, and then makes you not want to pick up the game. And there's other times where the grinding is fun, especially if this is an online game, you're playing with friends, you're on Discord, the grind becomes less intrusive, less boring. Like if we're playing online, we'll have hours go by, we'll gain a few levels, and we're not even going to notice the grind as much.
As long as there's something I can work for, like they need to put, and I did read something that they were doing that, like, not just armor, right? You want the armor to be able to kill something. So they're putting more interesting and harder bosses, like world bosses, that you have to be able to take down, be maxed out.
That's the one thing about this release that's coming.
I like that.
The beta, is they're going to have that the big world boss that everybody wanted to kill. It's going to spawn more often now. I don't remember what the time window was for it during the other betas, but this time it's going to be, it's just going to spawn a lot more frequently. So you can get in there, get in the game and just go ham on this thing and get all your high level gear before they take it away in June.
Take it down, like, instead of, because they would just make the game harder, right? They would, oh, you can play through it again except it's harder. No, you can increase the difficulty. Like, no, they're get and keep working on it. And they said they're going to work on it for a long time. And if it's anything like Diablo 3, I believe them.
Yeah.
Because Diablo 3 has been supported for a long time.
Well, another thing too, they said they will do every 3 months, they'll have new content for this thing.
Ah, I like that, man.
So
like,
even if it's just a different world boss that you can just go grind and get different gear out, a couple different things.
And don't just, I don't want to like, my numbers are bigger than his so I can kill him faster. Like, no, like make me really change my whole like gameplay. Like, okay, I got to respect my character. Right. I can't wear the same armor I was wearing to kill that boss. I should be able to grind for a different piece of armor that will help me kill that one. Like, make it way more strategic.
Hopefully, yeah.
Just, you got to put some more thought into your character instead of just grind, level.
Put and just get here, bigger, here, bigger numbers.
And then boom, hit him hard.
Yeah.
No.
But they have said that your equipment and things like that are going to, you'll have different sets of equipment that will affect different special moves and different abilities. So you're going to have to, when you go, like, I do like that as far as like MMOs, at least Final Fantasy XI, which I played a lot of, you actually had to come in with strategy against the boss. Like when you first like had a party that would fight a boss, sometimes, you know, it might take a whole party, which was, you know, you'd have six people per party and then you could have three parties together.
Yeah.
So that was what, 18 people. It would take you 18 people, but the better you got at fighting the boss, the stronger you guys got, the better strategy you worked out. You kill the same boss as six people at a certain point. So that's kind of a cool aspect if they implement that kind of stuff within Diablo.
It will be fun.
Yeah, where you have strategy to kill a boss. One of the things I didn't like about Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, you would have a lot of content online coming out if they do it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
If they could,
you have YouTube videos out the...
Just from that beta.
Keister.
Like, they got something there. It's just, it needs to be refined.
Yeah. I mean, look at how much content just came out of the beta.
Yeah.
Dudes pumping out videos right now. They're like, all right, this is gonna be my career
the
right
Necromancer
here.
The Necromancer video came out. The 30-second trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that look?
Good.
Because I know they did some things. They did some nerfs and some buffs on the Necromancer.
Necro looks good,
and they're supposed to change the skeleton, so they...
Yeah.
I think so they spawn they more often.
Yeah, you have to use it more often. Because you could have a skeleton last forever when I did play them for a little bit. And, like, yeah, it almost didn't die. So now they want you to They want you to utilize the corpses you create.
When can you imagine having 30 necromancers on the screen, that frame drop?
Oh, we'll see. We can push it. Well, Xbox will probably drop.
I don't know, I can see your bias towards PlayStation is showing right now.
I am now. Like, my.
Yeah, because you've always been kind of more leaning towards Xbox.
Because most people had it. The achievements, the UI was good on 360.
Most people you knew had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just a circle you ran in.
My circle. Like, everybody had it. We played Call of Duty, Halo.
Because the numbers throughout the world don't reflect that.
No, a lot of us played Halo. That was good. It was a good time. Now, they need a win. They need a big win.
Well, hopefully Starfield gives them that win that they need. Mm-hmm. Because right now, it's not looking good for the old box.
We're hearing that they're going to keep it at 30
they
frames.
Did drop get the, out of here, they dude. Did drop the price for the fridge, though. You can get the fridge on sale cheap. Now.
Loud. It's loud. We should get one.
Get the fridge
in the background.
I put it in. Yeah, I was thinking about getting one and then putting it in here.
Yeah.
You can't fit much in that, though.
No.
It felt like it's tiny. 6 G-Fuels in there or something like that.
I used to have a Nuka-Cola one that I always wanted. Nuka-Cola from Fallout. That was a vintage-looking little fridge. It's good. I think it was plastic, though.
Kind of like that one over there. My daughter's vintage fridge.
Taller. And not as wide. Although those would be better.
Yeah, that one's kind of neat.
Yeah,
I like that. She loves it. She puts her snacks and stuff in there.
She got it right outside the door, man. Real game. Almost like a gamer.
Yeah, she's just got too much shit in that back room. So. She's got all of her art stuff in there. Now she's got a computer in there, so. Where were we at? I
the Lord lost Golem. Track.
We're at Golem. Golem. Elven language.
This is ridiculous.
Paywall.
This is ridiculous.
This is fucking stupid.
I was looking at the word Elvish.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
So Golem the game is coming out, which Golem doesn't look like what you thought he was going to look like. He looked fucking stupid.
It sounds weird too, like a Golem game, right? It's an adventure game, right?
Yeah, because he was always a side character that's just an annoying little cunt.
Yeah. So it's like I forgot what time this takes place in the series,
right? But they have characters that speak Elvish in this game.
Mm-hmm. And Sindarin,
and so they did all the lines in Elvish, and then some of them in English, And then, so to get all of them in Elvish exclusively, you have to, it's behind a paywall.
Yeah, so they made the game. If you buy the game off the shelf, it's going to have, sometimes there are characters that will speak Sindarin.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You're a nerd with that shit. You know the fucking exact. Right here. Oh, you're reading. Okay, you're reading the article. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I'm though. Using finger quotes.
I didn't know that.
That's all right.
So you can get, again, some characters will speak it once in a while, but they did record the whole game in Sindarin for those characters. The
paywall. All,
yeah. So now they're like, yeah, you can have that. So imagine like buying a Blu-ray. And you have to pay for this like other audio track.
This is especially annoying for someone like me who doesn't like a lot of dialogue in a game. So now you want me to pay extra for subtitles.
No, I just don't want it.
Yeah, just leave it out. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I'll actually pay you guys more for a game if you cut out half this fucking dialogue.
But you did it. Why is it just in the game? Just it's put it in the game.
Their excuse was that they had to pay the actors such a large amount of money that they needed something, because they had to like write this whole fucking language or whatever,
and find people that I guess
they could learn how to fucking speak it, all with the same accent. Yeah. Maybe
the VO expansion adds additional Sindarin lines to some of the characters in the background.
No way. And
it's DLC at its finest.
I honestly didn't even know about this Golem game until like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. They've been working on it for a while. Yeah. The first previews of it were kind of like lukewarm, and now they refined it.
See, like, he looks like ridiculous. He doesn't look like what you thought he'd look like.
Look at him. Look at What's this. With that hair? He's like a piece on. I don't know. You know, like a hair piece.
They should have made him look like the Golem from the movies. Instead, they made him not look like the Golem in the movies, and now he got something to bitch about.
I mean, it doesn't look bad. Like, the gameplay, it's an adventure game. It's going to probably, well, again, the second preview of the game, people said, okay, it's a little better. But he looks like a Bosley for men.
Looks like a commercial for baldness. Yeah, not all of them. For keeps.
President, but I'm also a client.
This is just fucking weird, man. If it was a Souls, like, I'd be in for it. I'd play that game. Fucking Golem.
Yeah, if Miyazaki. Yeah.
I bet your Golem rolls really well, too.
Yeah, he's got good iframes.
Yep, get good iframes off that guy. He's not wearing any armor, so he's getting max iframes, bro.
Yeah, he's a what is it? What are they called?
Light load.
No.
On what?
The name of the name of the class that you pick.
Wretch. Oh, Wretch. Yeah. They have a different name for like each of the games. I think in Bloodborne it's like Waste of Skin or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Waste of Skin. I do remember that.
Maybe. Maybe that's Dark Souls also, but yeah. Now, see, like, we're getting off on tangents here. Got to get back to the news.
The news. Pokemon. War Crimes.
War Crimes and Games. So this is the... I had a contemplation whether to put this under the fuckery section, because this is like peak level, just
this is
full retard.
Just the subtitle. I'm
from,
like, wait a minute.
From this. So this is the Red Cross challenges gamers to not commit war crimes.
We have to first go into Kotaku. I forgot to bring up Kotaku earlier. This is another tangent. Hold on. Let me see if it can. No, it's not going to play. So
what?
We'll talk about the story and then we'll talk about it. Kotaku is one of the outlets that are
they're agenda pushing.
You gotta take what they say and the stuff you read on their site.
Grain of salt.
Them and Polygon, right? You gotta take
a grain of salt. There's a few of them. What is it? The gamer.
Yeah. Rock paper shotgun. I can't remember if that was
that
one of
sounds
them.
Right.
So earlier we're gonna sidetrack and go back a little bit. Kotaku. So people got their hands on Zelda, like I said earlier, right?
Yeah.
So somebody tweeted from Kotaku
that
works for them, and I'm going to read the tweet. It's preview day for Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Huge game I would love for Kotaku to be able to inform its millions of readers about firsthand. Unfortunately, Nintendo still has it blacklisted from any advanced coverage, a move I would argue is both unprofessional and coercive. So he's upset because, one, why are you banned? Probably from all that bullshit from the Hogwarts shit. That
Kotaku is banned?
Kotaku is blacklisted from advanced coverage.
Okay, so it's not everybody else's blacklisted.
Remember, Hogwarts did it.
Yeah, they
were like, "I'm not giving you guys this stuff because look what you guys people are doing." Right. You
we know how you're gonna know what you're gonna.
You're gonna review bomb and you're gonna take it out for not what it is. It's a video game. You're gonna put some agenda bullshit in it. So this guy retweeted it and goes, "Honk if you'd buy Zelda Tears of the Kingdom without needing to look at a post from Kotaku."
Yeah,
yeah.
Probably no a lot shit. Of people honking on that one.
Yeah, nobody cares. You're losing a lot of people. Kotaku.
Isn't that crazy though that game outlets will not give it to somebody based on the fact that they know they're going to have an absolute ass opinion on something based on some identity politics horseshit.
Yep. Like, it's like everybody's having a party and they're like, well, I wasn't invited. Why?
Yeah.
Because you don't use deodorant.
Yeah.
You can't come here. Sorry.
No, you guys are barred. You're not coming in this party. Yep. You got the bouncer at the door kicking Kotaku out.
Yeah, it shows his Kotaku badge. You're not on the list.
Yeah, you're not coming in. Yep. No. No Kotaku's allowed.
Oh, my God. Look who's here. Kotaku.
Fucking Kotaku. Yep. Did you see the article they did on Hogwarts?
Yeah, or
they're not
the war crimes? Yeah. So run me through this.
This is fucking stupid. So anyway,
back to Kotaku being idiots.
This isn't Kotaku being idiots. This is just Kotaku reporting on it. And I'm guessing they probably sided with the Red Cross, but the International Committee of the Red Cross has partnered up with a bunch of Twitch streamers to encourage gamers not to commit war crimes in popular video game shooters like Call of Duty. So they're having an event called Play by the Rules.
I did hear about this.
Which educates players on the status of actual war. The organization has even created its own Fortnite mode. God, that's probably boring as all fuck.
What do you just stand there and fucking look at each other?
Yeah, I guess. You can't shoot. Jesus. Fortnite mode to help communicate what those rules are. Nobody playing video games gives two shits about what the fucking Geneva Convention says about fucking war rules.
Or if they do, they're doing it with somewhere else. This isn't the outlet for it.
So here you go. Everyday people play games set in conflict zones
right from their couch.
Yeah. But right now, armed conflicts are more prevalent than ever. The IRCC website said, and people are suffering from the effects. This conflict is not a game.
It is a game, literally.
Yeah. So this kind of shit drives me nuts. People play games to get out of the fucking...
escapism.
Yeah. You're trying to escape from the news of the world. Maybe you got a shit job. Maybe you got a good job.
For
maybe
the boss is riding
you. Maybe you got shitty employees. Maybe. But you're trying to get away from all this stuff. You go to the fucking airport. You see the fucking news. You stand by the water cooler. It's like, oh, did you see fucking what Tucker Carlson or fucking Rachel Maddow said about this fucking bullshit? No.
Can you fuck off, please?
Yeah, I don't. And then you go home to get away from it, and you want to sit down to a game, and then you have fucking reading articles like this. Or you
just mark some fools.
Whatever. You have identity politics being pushed into games, and you're trying to just get away from all that shit.
It's an escape.
Yep. This, movies, fucking entertainment. Pretty soon, you're just going to fucking, you'll have what, maybe the golf course. You'll just be able to go on a walk.
Turn on Fortnite just to be Roblox, just to build, just to play Minecraft inside of it.
Yeah.
And then.
And you can already fucking do that.
So it'd be like fighting alcoholism by going to every bar and being like, nobody drink here.
Yeah.
Please don't drink.
Yeah. We're going to spread awareness about fucking
everybody's drinking water today.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Bar.
Stupid.
No.
So it's talking about the people suffering around the world, and we need to bring awareness to fucking players. It destroys
lives and leaves communities devastated. What Jesus does? Christ. Yeah, real wars, sure. You act like the people playing these games are the ones starting the wars.
Yeah, they're just
normal people. You know what?
If they wanted to spread awareness, you're right. If they wanted to spread awareness about the Geneva Convention rules, they need to go fucking to Congress and tell fucking
go there.
The Republicans and Democrats sitting up there that are voting on going to kill people in foreign countries what the fucking rules
are. This gingy person that tweeted needed to like go back and redefine what exciting news means. Exciting news. I am teaming up with the International Red Cross to play Tarkov by the real rules of war.
Who's this gingy person?
Like,
what does she work for?
To protect humanity. I don't know.
Oh, she must be a streamer. She's probably a streamer. A
different experiment.
Yeah.
So you gotta, but you have to play by the Geneva Convention rules, all this stuff, the rules of engagement.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. So when you know you have one of your teammates, or not even a teammate, when you have an enemy that's down, you can't shoot him in the face.
The rules are down here for those curious. Official rules of the war for ICRC's play by the rules event. No thirsting, which is don't shoot downed and unresponsive.
Oh my god! No, I'm thirsting every time.
No targeting, nonviolent NPC, nonviolent.
I gotta get my kill rate, dude.
No targeting civilian buildings. Use med kits on everyone.
No,
it's mine.
No, yeah, it's mine. My med kit.
Yeah.
If I got fucking a med kit and a shield pot,
what is it gonna do? Nothing. I mean, I guess you're raising money. And then they donate to ICRC, whatever, man.
Yeah, this just sounds boring as shit to me. Playing like this.
Yeah, I don't want to play. I don't want to play by rules. Yeah, I go play a game because there are different rules in there.
Yeah, I want to thirst and then teabag. And if I'm playing Fortnite, I want to fucking do the L dance when you're fucking watching me.
I'm not a criminal in real life.
Fuck out of here. Yeah.
I'm one in GTA. I do some crazy shit in GTA. I always take a picture. The first thing I did in GTA 5 years ago, get in a car,
kill a cop,
pick up a lady of the night.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Do the deed. She gets out.
Loose sexual morals.
She gets out. I unalive her. I take my money back, and then I took a selfie with her on the ground.
Oh yeah,
unalive.
Yeah, her unalive dead body
in the game because you could take selfies. It was funny as hell. But it's not something you're good. Oh, well, I can't go do that in real life. Like, I'm no, good.
You,
like,
you can't go do it in real life.
It's just stupid that it's put in a game, so I'm testing the game. Like, I'm pushing the game to its limits and seeing all the rules. And this, it's funny to me.
Do you know what I think this is or whatever? This is just, like, dumb propaganda shit that they're putting out there in the hopes that these streamers have younger viewers who... I don't know. Maybe they're trying to make the world a better place in their own fucking way. But it's stupid.
It is.
It's dumb. You're blaming the wrong people.
I mean, for
the problems of the world.
You got a purpose.
Yeah.
You got a purpose that you woke up for. Yeah. That's cool.
I said you're blaming the problems in the world on the wrong people.
Yeah.
Yep. There have been study after study after study that shows there's no link between video game violence and actual violence.
Dude, I did a report on that in middle school. No. In like my freshman year of high school, like I did a report on that.
Even just last year, that fucking idiot Ted Cruz went out there after there was a school shooting or whatever in his fucking in his state of Texas.
It's video games.
Yeah, he was trying to say put it back on fucking video games. It's ridiculous. No. Like video games have gone now too from when we were kids or whatever from X amount of users to now it's over half the world, but the number of fucking whatever shootings has not. Gone up to parody those numbers. Nope. So where do these fucking jackasses get off?
Yeah. Or they're blaming Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Blame them all.
Blame somebody.
Gotta blame someone except, you know, the people
who do it
in power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dummies. Fucking dummies.
Yep. You know who they don't blame? Pokemon cards.
Oh, they don't blame Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
So get into Pokemon news. It's just a scam. So anyway, this guy went out and bought, or he didn't buy, he worked.
Theft possibly. From manufacturing plants.
Yep. Worked at a Pokemon
manufacturing plant. Wow. He's like the guy that stole the Monopoly pieces from the McDonald's game.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of like that. But this goes into, he brought all these cards to a convention and... He had all, like, if you look at the stack of cards and all the different shiny Pokemon that are in here.
The shinies.
There's no way that this guy, just opening packs on his own, he would have had to spend so much fucking money to get it. So they started investigating this Pokemon, and this guy was, like, worked at a factory and was probably ripping them off the fucking line. But then that affected the end fucking product as they were putting it out because it made their rates and the packs that they were buying lower on them.
Yeah.
So all the shinies and everything like that used to come out on like a sheet or whatever. And then, but they only made X amount of them. So then other card packs were being shorted on the chance that they could get it. So people were out there going, buying these packs, cards and expecting, X amount of percentage to buy. Mm-hmm. And they weren't getting that percentage.
He tipped the scales.
Yep.
Wow. It can be an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just to get the amount of cars that he had, he would have had to spend millions of fucking dollars.
This theft is just the latest scandal to rock the TCG community, trading card community.
Yeah.
For instance, in March, there was a theft of Pokemon cards worth $1 million. California-based hobby store.
Pokemon cards are not cheap.
Had three thieves steal $1 million worth of Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Pokemon cards are not cheap, and people spend a lot of money.
And there's a counterfeit ring.
Yeah. So like I said, people spend a lot of money, and people would open these booster packs or thing, or like they buy an entire box and they're opening them online, and they're not.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're going with this, you know, going into this with this perceived idea that they're going to get whatever percentage it is to get certain cards, and they're not getting it. And people have seen this for years, and it's a result of this. This one douchebag, or probably a number of douchebags stealing cards from off the line.
Oh man, there's a video of that one, the hobby store I just read about getting robbed.
For the Pokemon cards?
They hit him for $1 million. They backed up a truck.
Yeah.
Right into the front door. Splash.
That's a smash and grab Pokemon. Yeah, man,
it really was.
Fucking stealing shit.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was the Pokemon news, though.
And Wizards of the Coast, back into more trading card
games. Back into another trading card story. Now, this one is fucked up, okay? Wizards of the Coast. they're the ones who do Magic the Gathering, mm-hmm. probably one of the biggest card games out.
Yeah.
And
next to Pokemon.
Yep. So a guy got a pack of their next whatever early, their next expansion, yeah, their next set. Early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, early. March of the Machine.
And was opened it on stream or whatever.
Yeah.
So they hired the Pinkertons.
Explain the Pinkertons.
The Pinkertons are a law enforcement agency that's been around. Mm-hmm. They're widely known for some shady practices and union busting.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So they're a private security force. So this guy was like a small time streamer too. He only had like 4,000 followers or something like that.
That lets you know how serious they are.
No, this lets you know what a fucking joke it is, because they're not going to do this to a bigger streamer. Like
they were embargoed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to do it to a smaller streamer who, this guy was younger also. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do it to some 40-year-old fucking dude who has his, like, let's put it this way, 40-year-old guy who knows that he's probably going to respect the embargo anyway.
100%.
But they're probably not going to, and the Pinkertons have no legal business to go into somebody's house either.
Yeah.
So if you go to the Pinkertons website, they still have like old timey pictures of fucking crackers and fucking cowboy hats and shit like that. It's fucking crazy. But
anybody doesn't know who embargo is. It's like you know, if you get a piece of media early and you have to review it,
right,
you can't talk about it until that embargo is lifted. And it's usually a date.
Yeah. So I seen streamers, or not streamers, like YouTube content creators talking about this. They're like, man, if this happened to me, there's no way they're fucking coming into my house.
Yeah.
So they didn't call the police. They just banked on the fact that they could intimidate this kid. With the Pinkerton, security service. Mm. And he probably had the amount of money that they probably spent on the Pinkertons probably was way more than they probably lost or anything on that one pack of cards or booster pack of cards or whatever the fuck it was.
Wow. Man, how come I missed this? Because it made it onto a lot of sites. Like,
yeah,
he uploaded three videos which were widely shared on Reddit and MTG communities, even making headlines on IGN and other sites.
Listen, Brett, you're too busy looking up...
shut the fuck up.
You're too busy looking up Tears of the Kingdom news right now.
No, just today.
Just
before Tears that, the it was the news. Last week when we talked about it.
You're busy looking up Nintendo news.
I just don't know. It's like Magic rubbing the Gathering.
Your hands,
no,
rubbing Magic, your hands waiting for the fucking Tears of the Kingdom Nintendo really Switch coming really in your
I'm
mail.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But...
yeah,
Magic the Gathering doesn't fall on my fucking radar at all. Yeah, even if I see something that says Magic the Gathering, I'm like, keep going.
I cast a wide net with my news.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because I find like all this, especially shit like this, is fucking outrageous.
See, it's... okay, so he got the cards on April 23rd. He uploaded the video, and the cards weren't supposed to hit the street until May 12th. So that was the embargo. So like, fuck, man. Yeah. The aftermath of the aftermath. So this is his newest video. He described how Pinkerton agents showed up at his door demanding the return of the magic cards.
I mean, they probably damage is done, bro. AK-47s and shit out.
Damage is done. Like, it's out there.
We know you have the cards.
Come out.
Yeah. Come out with the cards held high.
March of the Machine.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering. It's a stolen product. It's not stolen. You so gave it to him. Mm-hmm. You're just mad that he showed him.
Yeah. Either they gave it to him or he got it from...
jail time. Wow.
So he probably got it from his local card store or a local card store that he had a buddy working at or some shit like that.
Let's see. Hold on. No.
Because he was a smaller creator.
Sure. Okay. So, yeah, I'm trying to skim it to see where he got the cards.
See, this was something that I didn't find.
Really?
Because I don't know where he got the cards from.
Huh.
And with card stores, there's a huge thing. So if they fucking track down where this kid got the cards from, it could be bad news for that card store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They end up suing that card store out of existence. But this kid probably has rights to sue Magic the Gathering for busting his door down with Pinkerton police and intimidating him.
Yeah, he purchased the booster boxes from a friend who is not really a Magic player and is much more invested in other trading cards.
See, games. There you go.
Huh. Suppliers didn't realize that the cards were... Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't fucking give up my plug.
No.
Nope.
He's probably not, yeah. That's a ride or die moment right there because you want those cards eventually.
I don't know. They just showed up at my door.
Yep.
Yep.
So there's a lot of fuckery news in the whole thing. You know,
we're
so.
Not fuckery yet. We're on tech news.
I mean, a lot of the fuckery going on with the Wizards of the Coast. Because this is the second time this year that they've had a fucked up story. The other one was their Dungeons & Dragons one.
Holy shit, we got a lot left.
Yeah.
We got to move on.
Nah. We're good. We're good on time.
The Asus ROG.
This is your story, so tell me about this. Walk me through it.
So you know what the Asus ROG is,
yes,
right?
I do.
Steam Deck Challenger.
Yes.
I was reading this from Digital Trends. A guy has both. Put them to the test, like, for his own personal... He's not doing, like, a...
You know, I don't like it when you talk about, you know, we got to hurry through this or anything.
Okay.
It makes it seem like you don't want to be here on this podcast.
Trigger!
Yeah, you want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing our vast audience a disservice.
No, I'm not. So he did it for his own like reasons. He didn't have like an assignment, or he's not like Digital Foundry. He's trying to do a deep dive. He owns both, and he was like, "Yo, this Ace, it's got something.
There's something here. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It feels cheaper, like the thumbsticks and the buttons and like the itself."
But yeah, I think they said the thumbsticks are replaceable. Yeah. They're not the magnetic ones like they have on the Steam Deck.
He said the UI is amazing.
Yeah.
This is the most interesting part is the screen, right? So the starkest difference is the 120 hertz 1920x1080 display.
Mm-hmm.
The Steam Deck has 60 hertz 1200x800, right?
So you're doubling the hertz.
The difference is apparent even before I saw the Steam Deck next to it. So the colors are popping. The best part of it is it says it's still, even the Asus ROG is not quite up to par with the Nintendo Switch OLED.
Yeah, the screen?
Yep, the screen itself.
Yeah, but that's not even a good comparison because of how much more tech is in Asus.
But it's still, it's running a game probably smoother, but the Steam Deck has a pale, pale, pale screen.
Yeah.
And it just looks so faded when you're playing.
Oh, so this is the Steam Deck versus the Nintendo, but yeah, I think the Asus has a better screen.
No, keep going down. You'll see all three.
It.
No, nope, nope. The Nintendo's OLED is still, it's all the way down.
Oh, all the way down at the bottom?
No, there should be a picture up there. Nope. Yep. Wait, keep going down.
Down here? So,
yeah, it's just a picture. It's just a still image.
Oh, keep going. Oh, there we go.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's your Ace.
That's the Steam Deck right there. There's a lot of custom shit you can do.
Yeah, that's the Asus right there.
Yep.
See, but I heard like even the sound was real good on the Asus where they're coming out of the thing.
Unquestionable specs.
Yeah.
So he put all three. And
I had my OLED
next to the Steam Deck, and it kills that screen.
Sure.
But they're Samsung screens. They're Samsung OLEDs on the Switch, which, I mean, you see that thing, you're like, holy. But if it had more power in it,
Listen, I think this is a bad comparison right here. This guy kind of might have done this in slightly bad faith, because if he really wanted to do it and like exactly how he wanted to do it, he would have taken screenshots of the same fucking thing and then put them all up there.
Yeah, so I noticed that too. Same. I was like,
you have three different things.
So this looks like Minecraft Legends on all of them.
Yeah, this looks like a bad faith actor Nintendo dick rider.
He's running Octopath on the Switch. It's just that a fucking UI screen on Steam Deck, which is dumb.
Yeah,
should have put Hades on all of them.
Yeah, Hades put Hades on all of them. There you go.
Ridiculous on the OLED.
See?
On the Switch OLED. Yeah. See, like the Xbox, they look like Xbox buttons on the Asus. Like, they're nice sized, but he said, from what he said, like, it feels cheap.
This Steam goes Deck into my,
feels quality, has better tech in its controls.
Yeah.
But
this isn't my whole thing about why doesn't PlayStation put out that stagger stick? They're so fucking obtuse with that goddamn sticks right next to each other.
So if you can,
everyone else copies that fucking style, but PlayStation.
You take all that hardware and put it together, and you'd have something, man. Like, man,
yeah.
The Switch's screen,
it's coming.
A Switch's screen with the hardware of the Steam Deck, man. Forget it.
Like, it's coming.
That'll get me.
Yeah, I mean, you're like not very far off. They're making these things smaller, more portable, more, you know, more compatible with more stuff, and it's coming. Like, the problem with the Steam Decks and what they have right now is they may have a problem with the screen. They're tracking all this tech into things, so they're doing pretty good with the overheating issues.
Yeah.
But what they're having a huge problem with is battery life,
man. You got to run the 60 frames. You're going to eat it.
Yeah.
The first generation Switch, which is three generations of, they've redone it three times.
Yeah. Bad battery life.
Zelda Breath of the Wild destroyed that. You couldn't, you had to stay plugged in.
You have to. And that's one of the things with the Steam. I mean, it's portable. You can take it anywhere you want, but you got to be next to an outlet. So good. You're not going to be out camping playing your fucking Steam Deck.
You need a battery pack, but still.
Sure.
It's like
a generator. Wait till you get there. Get your gas power generator. Gotta play my
Zelda.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's just.
That's that.
Like, yeah, that's well. That's just
we'll see.
Part and parcel. Years, I mean, you have all these different things that go along with your different portabilities of gamer decks and all that. So tech is coming along slowly.
Maybe when Elon Musk stops playing with space, he'll make a portable handheld game.
Yeah, all the Elon bros be out there buying it.
Yeah.
So, okay, getting into this. Marquez Brownlee, Marquez,
friend of the show. He bought. So this was happening a while ago. I don't know if you saw those stories where people were auctioning and buying first generation iPhones.
Not in my
sealed iPhones. Yeah. One sold for like
$65,000.
$65,000
or $63,000 for the OG iPhone. Yep.
So he at first generation.
Why?
So a lot of people were buying them though, and they were noticing. I don't know either. Right.
This is some fucking peak level
Apple fanboy shit.
Apple fanboy.
Now, if you're just a random dude,
stuff.
I know why he does it. He's a content creator, right?
And it this goes sense. Into my. I think I said this on a previous podcast.
You say anytime it's your chance to criticize me for some shit, you take it.
No, I'm not criticizing you. I said I know why you like Marquez, and he's because he's a fanboy.
He's well spoken.
No, he's an Apple fanboy.
No, he's well spoken and gets his points across.
Okay, Joe Biden.
What the fuck does anyway? Anyway,
go look it up.
So he bought one.
Google it.
To go into the whole, like, there's a big thing about it. People were buying them when that $63,000 one sold. So they were like, oh, I want to buy one. So they were buying them and finding out people opened them, but they just re-fucking shrink-wrapped them, right?
Oh, that's fucked up.
So he buys this one for $40,000.
Yeah.
$42,000, it's all said and done, from an auction house.
That is kind of a flex, though, a little bit. Look how well I'm doing.
Yeah, fucking just expense it to the show, ain't it?
Yeah,
he has a fucking got a tax 16 million off. Followers or some shit.
Yeah,
$40,000. He bought it from a auction house. They had x-rayed the internals to make sure everything was in there, right?
Yeah, 13 minute video.
Yeah, I watched
Journey Back
I
in
watched
Time.
It, and somebody else watched it, and I asked him, and me and Norris talked about it.
Who, yeah,
hopefully our producer in the near future.
Hopefully,
13 minute video. He opens it, talks about it. Takes off the shrink wrap, and that's what gets pretty much the confirmation, like, that shrink wrap is like dingy.
Yeah,
it's yellow tint, and he's like, this thing is old.
Yeah,
opens it, and there's you can check the serial number. If you put the serial number into the Apple's website, it'll say that it has been activated or not.
And this one wasn't activated?
It was not activated.
I know he had to
rewatch him.
He had to change the battery out.
You had to watch this motherfucker. As soon as he unboxes it, the value's gone.
Yeah. Wait, I would argue that the value was gone from that 13 years ago.
No, it's not.
I will give it to
people. Will buy their shit.
But like I said, it's like same people will buy a pair of Michael Jordan's dirty underwear for fucking $1 million.
But that's weird. Tech is something else. Like there's in the Nintendo store in New York, there is a Game Boy that was found during the Gulf War.
Yeah.
And it still works, and they keep it enclosed in glass.
I'm not buying an abacus for fucking $20,000.
Yeah, that's not. I wouldn't call that tech.
Yeah, it was technical back then.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
At one point, the hourglass was like, fucking cutting edge.
Holy shit! Hey, bro, this is the first one, man. Like, check it out, original sand, dude.
Yeah, let me flip it over.
Yeah, people like, oh shit, the sand still goes.
This keeps time. No shit.
Oh shit, let's watch it for 60 seconds.
Next invention, Yahtzee. After that, immediately.
Apple stuff holds its value. It's ridiculous.
I get it.
The 30 collector shit sucked. The original Buds were iconic, and they were like ubiquitous with everybody. When I worked and went to school downtown, that was in the launch of the original iPad. Fucking white headphones everywhere. And they knew what they were doing, because then it was just became a thing. Like, oh, he's got an iPod. He's got an iPod.
Yeah. It's a status symbol.
It was then.
I think it's still
less
is.
So. No.
You know how many videos I've watched this last week about girls who won't date guys if they have a fucking Samsung?
That's a weird culty thing. It's not a status, because the access to an iPod required you to have a lot of money. There is no status to having an iPhone anymore, because they're accessible. Not really. They're accessible.
And they put you on a fucking plan where you got to pay
monthly. To get the phone is accessible. Most people can get them.
Netflix for free.
Right. Yeah, it's like there's all kinds of ways to get an iPhone. Back then, if you needed your fucking iPods were like $500. It was crazy.
Yeah,
And all it did was play music, right? The click wheel. I'm sure that'll be the next thing to start selling again. Is the first generation? Man, it came with a dock, which was very cool, and that 30 pin was trash. Oh, I hated that 30 pin connector.
Yeah.
They broke.
That thing was massive,
and they broke.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all that's the time. Apple fucking what is it? Return customers.
Yeah. Yep. Gotta get
sell your shit that breaks.
Yep. They fixed it with the lightning at least, but it came with a cleaning cloth.
Too. I will give this to Apple though. You can have their phones for a very long time, and they have a tendency to upkeep their phones
7 years
longer. Yeah,
they
longer
than like seven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Than Android will. Android will start phasing their shit out a lot sooner.
The iPhone 8s were the ones that just fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, of the support. So any privacy, security settings, no more updates you will receive from your app.
I will say that they will do that, even though their other business practices are slightly obtuse and very not consumer friendly.
So, like Nintendo, huh?
I don't think they're as bad.
No,
Nintendo, you don't hear about them kicking down fucking doors.
Yep, trying to shut everybody down.
But yeah. But like that'll go into the next story that we have. Speaking of Apple's obtuseness, so EU passes a new digital marketing act, and this affects Apple in the EU. So this goes along with forcing Apple to use USB-Cs in their phones, and also now being allowing your phone to download third party applications, which you can't do. And this is only going to affect the EU, because Apple has come out and said, we're not doing this fucking anywhere else.
Yeah.
Only in the EU.
Can't sideload shit.
Yeah. Which, if people want to buy their phone, they spend $1,500 on a phone, which I think right now is like the bottom tier phone you can get from Apple. It's like $1,500 for a new one?
$1,000. It's $1,000.
Okay, $1,000. Mm-hmm. So you buy the bottom tier phone for $1,000 and you can't even do the shit you want to do with it?
For their flagship new numbered phones, the low end is $1,000 for 14. Right, not the 14.
Yeah,
it's 14 like right now is $999 for the bottom tier.
Yeah,
or you can get an SE, which is even cheaper.
Yeah. All right. So, but sideloading, for anybody who doesn't know, is where you can go to it. You have to enable it on your phone.
Yep.
You can't just do it. You can't even just do it on an Android. You have to go into the developer options and enable third party access.
Yeah.
So people are making the argument that this is going to be like malware is just going to run rampant on iPhones now. And I have some of the tweets from people who are bitching about this or whatever, because Apple came out and put out a tweet that said, Apple will finally allow sideloading on Apple iOS 17 to comply with EU regulations. Said, so here's a tweet. This is the first one with 19,051 likes. Good news if you're scared. Well, this is probably a good one. If you're scared that sideloading apps will fill your phone with viruses, you probably won't be able to figure out how to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So, yep. Like, people are going out there saying, oh, no, now how about my security?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says this guy. This guy is a blue check mark, too. He probably paid. Well, you have to pay for it. Yeah, now.
Pay for it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Unless Elon likes you.
Yeah, unless you're LeBron James and you get that blue check mark side door.
Load the check mark. Yeah. All right.
It says not good. A lot of viruses and scammers about to be installed on iOS because of this.
Yeah, it's a long read. The part about allowing app installation of apps from third party stores.
And then somebody says, sounds like the downfall of Apple iOS to me. Listen to these fucking morons.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of idiots out there.
Why would it be the down? Oh, my God.
Well, because there's a lot of people who don't understand how sideloading works.
Yeah, right.
They just hear sideloading, and it's like a buzzword.
And like, from what I'm like,
from
what I'm skimming through a lot of their language on this agreement that they have, there's like a gatekeeper, like, and they have to follow these terms before they can create something for that sideloading store, right? So they want to be able to download shit from a third-party storefront. So this, we create a storefront and get apps up there that we create or get friends to create, they still have to go through some kind of certification, because that's Apple stores. They have certified all. That's why everybody. It's a walled garden. They certify all the apps that they put up.
A walled garden.
That's what it's called. Yeah. Google it.
More like a. That's what Apple calls it.
No, that's what the community calls it.
Yeah, that's what the community calls it. Yeah, that's what all the fucking crazy people in the insane asylum fucking say. Oh yeah, it's beautiful in here.
All the drugged out people. Yeah, yeah,
it's beautiful in here.
See, they must provide this. They must do that. Like it's long. There's a lot of shit.
Yeah, and like Androids have had siloing forever.
Yeah,
and viruses don't run rampant on phones.
The Android opens a door and just says whatever.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is good and bad. It's good and bad.
Okay, let me hear your argument for why it's bad.
Well, we could make an app and put it on the App Store, Google Play Store.
Yeah.
And it could be a malicious app on purpose. Like, we could have, and when somebody opens that app under the guise of playing a game, hey, come pop these fucking bubbles.
Not on the Play Store.
The Play Store is the only place.
You can go to third party shit on the internet and just download.
They're not as stringent, right? You can get you can get through to the Play Store by just loading it and putting it up there. At least for a long time.
I have never heard
of
anybody I have never heard of anybody finding a malicious content.
Oh yeah,
like, there was malicious Trojan on the fucking thing.
It was cloning people's phones and sending it to other people. Like,
I mean, I can see it happening to slip through, but on the same thing, I mean, Apple and Android and T-Mobile and Verizon have all had their shit hacked and fucking had people's information spread all over too. So it's probably not something that just Android lets run rampant on the Google Play Store.
They did. Early Wild West years.
Oh yeah, you're talking about
I don't know what their policies are now. They're still not as stringent. Apple's stringent because you hear about developers all the time, like, whew, the certification process for an app for the App Store is rigorous.
Yeah.
Like, they make an app and it takes a long time to get through.
But
that.
Even to sideload on an Android, you have to go through several steps before you can do it. And then on top of that, when you go download something from somewhere, it even pops up. You get like three warnings before you can actually do it.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about getting, you know, and if you go to fucking whatever dogpound.com or some fucking crazy shady fucking website, you know, where you say, hey, play our fucking game or whatever. And then underneath that, there's a fucking link to fucking Chatterbait or something like that. It's probably not a good place to download your shit at.
TopG.com takes you to some human trafficking.
Yeah. Download our human trafficking app right now.
Problem. Yep.
So this is like, it's funny to see how like stupid people are that like to weigh in on Twitter.
Yeah, it's good.
That was my takeaway from this.
Someone to hold apples to the fire, because they do some weird practices that I agree that need to be like USB-C. All right, man, like stop.
Yeah,
their laptops do it now.
Here's the thing: even with the USB-C, the USB-C that they're going to integrate in the phones is still fucking slower than the actual USBs, because they have the USB.
Yeah, the lightning.
The technology is still downgraded from what you get normally.
The dongle that they stopped giving you a dongle with your phone.
Yeah.
When you buy one, it comes with a USB-C to Lightning. You have, if you buy the right dongle, you can get a fast charge.
Yeah.
But if you get one of theirs, they don't. Like I had to buy one from Anchor, you know, friend of the show Anchor. and it fast charges my iPhone.
Yeah.
But this laptop will charge off of either their proprietary MagSafe or
USB-C.
USB-C.
Yeah.
So they allowed it. So it's like, I think in 2024, they have to make all phones USB-C.
I think that's just for the
EU. It's just the EU?
I believe so, because this is the EU's pass. It's the Digital Market Act. But I can see USB-Cs coming to the United States, because then they can just manufacture it. It's not a huge deal. Sideloading to them is more of a big deal than probably USB-C. Plus, this is something that Marquez, one of the points he made, was that Apple's heavily going into the like magnetic charging and things like that.
Yeah.
So I can see a point in time where they're like, fuck you, we're not even going to put that fucking port on your goddamn phone anymore.
Yeah.
You can't wirelessly charge it.
Yep. Yeah. I use MagSafe.
Yeah. And that'll make it so you, like, even transferring shit, like even transferring shit from the Rodecaster, the podcast machine that we use, onto the iPad, I have to go through a third party fucking piece of equipment just to get it onto the fucking iPad. Whereas I can plug it into an Android and boop, pops right over.
You think they would save money too, but not that they need money. Because they produce
produce
all cables, right? If you go to their Apple.com and you can buy a USB-C to C, you can buy a USB-C to Lightning, you can buy a USB to Lightning, you can buy all of, so all you of could them. You could narrow down your product line and be like, it's all USB-C, man.
You could,
or MagSafe, right? Yeah. Those are the two cables you have to make.
I could, maybe they can. They just sell more shit.
Give those kids in China like a break on having to make
those poor little sweatshop kids.
Yeah, Foxconn.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Oh, well,
now your back's gonna hurt. You just pulled landscape in detail.
Oh, he jumped out the window. Yeah. Don't worry, the nets are up. Yeah. Not a joke, people. Yeah. This is real.
Yeah,
this is not Apple's responsibility. Yeah. It is Foxconn, the company. They get the heat, but Foxconn is employed by Apple.
Apple subcontracts.
When they go to Foxconn, they're going like this. Here's our deals. Yeah, they're covering their fucking eyes, and they're saying, here's the contract. Hey, we got a new... No, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You want to take a tour of the facility? No, I don't fucking want to see it.
Somebody dead in the corner?
Yeah, no. Yeah, what's that smell? Yeah. You know what? I don't want to know. Please sign the fucking agreement. Make our phones. We need them next year. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, and the whole time somebody jumps out the window.
Yeah, Apple gets the... But yeah, they subcontract them
for it.
Yeah.
And they put out like their statements. Like, we don't agree with their practices, but they make good shit for us.
Yeah.
You know, like... It's not right. But people love their phones.
Yeah, people do love their phones, for better or worse.
Better, it is. It
like
is.
Like I said,
phone is the greatest and worst invention ever.
They really did jump off of that phone, because they were the first ones that really came out with that smartphone where everything was done on the fucking screen. It was
the first true smartphone.
Yes.
I give Android, and they're both companies, Samsung, Android, the Android company, and Apple, both have done really good things in the mobile space. They both steal from each other. They both take each other's ideas. But Apple was first to market.
Apple should market this as a win. Instead of marketing as a loss, having third party.
They did get a win, though. They did get a win.
On what? Selling that $40,000 aftermarket thing to Marcus?
Marquez? No. I lost my Safari. Here it is. They won. They got a resounding victory
For what?
In a decision reached with the Epic Games appeal.
Remember Epic got them? Yeah, mm-hmm. Epic was going after him for the Fortnite store.
App Store
yeah.
rules in suit with, yeah. Mostly sided with Apple with the suit against Epic Games.
Or Epic mostly Games sided against them. With Apple. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Decision that Apple's control over the App Store, it will not significantly change. According to
Epic. Oh, it was a thing Epic, where yeah. Epic wanted to charge mm-hmm, less. Mm-hmm. So this might be a good win for yeah. Apple, but a bad win for consumers.
Yeah, probably.
Because, because Apple was taking 30%. Epic said, mm-hmm. go through our store, buy your V-Bucks from us, mm-hmm. and we're only taking 10% of your money, yeah. and we're giving you a better trade-off for your money. So whereas Apple might have got a big win, yeah. they just cucked their fucking consumers by doing that.
Yeah, well then... If
Epic's my bad, willing I'm going to do a little that, bit hard on Apple it, right no, no, now. If but Epic, yeah,
if Epic really gave a shit, they would just lower the price on V-Bucks across the board. But they're just mad that they're getting 30% taken from Apple.
But it's a free fucking game though. It is that a you're game. Buying V-Bucks for skins yeah. on,
and they're mad. They're
so not it's not like they're
their fair share.
They're not fleecing their fucking audience yeah. by having it. Mm-hmm. You're getting a fair. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a fair trade. You're getting a digital fucking skin, but if that's what you want to pay, that you know you're getting a digital skin, you're not going to be able to take it out of the game.
Going through them yeah. because they don't want to pay Apple.
Yeah. You're not buying yeah. a gamer athlete's hoodie.
Yeah.
You know,
it'd be like, yeah, comfortable. If we created hoodies.
Yeah, we did.
And somebody else was selling them, yeah. but they were taking a bigger
percentage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would be upset about that because then our customers would be getting less money and our customers would be paying more.
But it'd be like a giant fucking store that sells them, and we have a huge, like, there are millions of people with iPhones, and you're going to be like, I'm still making a fuck ton of money. I'm still making a fuck ton. So it's like, am I really hurting myself, or am I just trying to make a fucking point?
Epic's got good customer service, so.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to side with that.
That's fine.
I'm going to have to side with that over Apple on this one. Because the person, I'm always going to want. My ideals are always to side with the consumer on this one against the larger corporation trying to take more money out of your pocket.
Yeah, even though it is the consumer just trying to make more money for themselves. Not a consumer, but a company.
Right.
Epic wants to make more money.
No, Epic wasn't making any more money. Epic was making the same amount of money, and the Apple Apple customers were having to pay more for the same amount of V-Bucks.
Oh, I can see what you're saying. Because their cut ended up being the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So So instead of doing like whatever.
Oh, well.
Basically, it's an even trade when you go through at the Epic store. They're not taking a cut of your money. You spend $20, you get $20 worth of V-Bucks. And from the Apple store, you had to pay $25 to get that same $20 worth of shit. Or you get a less of a number one.
Shit.
What?
I forgot what I was gonna say. We don't. Good thing we don't play Fortnite anymore.
It's not the point whether we play it or not. People still play it. All right. So getting off that Apple tangent that we got on.
And so like a very small TV news.
Well, the Apple fanboys. Yeah, this is just the Lord of the Rings spinoff sued for $250 million.
Oh man, what is it, like Nintendo or what? Shit.
Lawyers. No. This story is fucking nuts. Okay, so this guy, right? This guy writes a spinoff of Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And he patents the name for Lord of the Rings. Okay?
Yeah.
Then this guy effectively wrote a fan fiction for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Patented the name and is now suing the creators. Who owns Lord of the Rings?
Amazon now.
Okay.
It's a Warner Brothers.
Are they? So he's suing them because he owns the name for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So the gymnastics, the mental or the legal contortionism behind this is fucking nuts. So, like I said, this guy wrote a book, which is fan fiction. It's based off the Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. based off Middle Earth, based completely off J.R.R. Tolkien's IP.
Is this specifically the Amazon thing?
Yeah.
It says Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, new Amazon Prime series set in the Second Age.
So that is the It's the nutshell of the story.
Jesus. It's the most expensive TV series ever. Goddamn, $1 billion. So who is being sued? Who is suing? Oh, they're suing Bezos.
Yeah, it's the guy. The guy who wrote the fan fiction, who patented the name, is now suing them.
Okay, I had it twisted. Like, okay.
Oh, what were you thinking? That yeah, Amazon was suing somebody?
Or the, yeah.
No.
So who is suing Bezos and the Tolkien estate? And why? Demetrius Polychron.
Right.
That's a villain name for sure.
He's an author
that has filed a lawsuit worth $250 million against Amazon's Jeff Bezos, multi-executives from Amazon, and the J.R.R. Tolkien estate.
Accusing them of copyright infringement. Mm-hmm. Polychron claims to have created, written, and published the original book titled The Fellowship of the King.
Oh, real good.
Along with seven book series called The War of the Rings, for which he obtained the copyright for in 2017. He states that the works were greatly influenced by J.R.R. Tolkien's books. Mm. So this guy took J.R.R. Tolkien's work.
Said, I'm making my own shit based on it.
And now he's suing J.R.R. Tolkien.
They stole it and made a show out of it.
No, this guy, talk about playing the long game here.
It says that some fans share details of Polychron's book, which Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, is allegedly plagiarizing.
Yes. Like, wow. I said, this guy,
The Fellowship of the King. Come on, man.
Yeah. This guy, like I said, he's playing the long game here. He's like, I'm going to get that fucking Bezos eventually.
I'll get that money.
Hey, probably sent him a Christmas gift late or something that he's going to get for his wife. And she got mad. So he hatched this elaborate plan.
He'll be able to buy a dick rocket.
Yeah, eventually. If he gets his $250 million from Bezos.
The Bezos dick spaceship.
It's like, I'm going to own you, Bezos.
Yep.
So that was, I thought that was a funny, like, that's a, like, crazy craziness that comes out of this shit.
Come on, man. Like, it's, I don't even know who to side with on this. It's, you know, he's such a fan of the book. Here's a blurb on the back of his book that is based on.
Yeah, you're talking about this right here?
Yeah. No. There's just one quote. Here's the back of the blurb. A blurb of the book that's on the back. One king will gather them all. One king will unite them. One king will lead them against the evil that will smite them.
Word for word, damn near.
Oh, it almost even rhymes with it. One ring to bring them. Yep. One ring to bind them.
Yep.
One ring to rule them, ring them, and in the darkness bind them.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So this guy went full fucking crazy on it. And I don't know who to side with.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I hope he gets his $250 million. It's fucking dropping the bucket for Jeff Bezos.
One ring to rule them all.
We'll see what happens.
One ring to bring them.
He's got a lot of judges and things in his pocket, though, I imagine. Can you imagine being the judge signing against Jeff Bezos? You'd never get your packages fucking delivered. They get lost every fucking time.
Every day, man.
Do not deliver to that fucking judge, whatever the fuck his name is.
Nope.
Yeah.
Put some COVID in his box.
That's right. Fucking all that.
Is it time? Do you think the notification sound that's in there
will
keep us from any kind of legal lawsuit? Maybe. Because we can be like,
we changed it. We changed it enough. Florida man with peanut butter hands. So a Florida man assaults a neighbor with peanut butter after hearing they were allergic to nuts. This guy went full fucking chemical warfare on his fucking neighbor.
Wow, peanut butter. What kind of peanut butter was it? Florida man strikes again.
Yeah, he does. That Florida man. A Fort Myers man has been arrested Sunday for assaulting his neighbor, Paul Randy II, with a jar of Skippy peanut butter after overhearing Mr. Randy has a deadly allergy to peanuts.
Skippy.
Yeah. Got him. Got him with the Skippy. They said they've reportedly had a large grudge against his neighbor for throwing a condom into his backyard one time.
This can't be real. Yeah,
this is fucking good. This is a simulation at work right here, isn't it?
No way.
This is the Matrix at work. You know what? Fucking Andrew Tate was right. We live in a simulation. You got to escape the Matrix.
This.
That's good stuff. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
This makes me want to move to Florida.
Hold on.
These are my people.
Hold on.
These are my people.
No, go up.
What? I'm up.
Find some, it says read this first. Go. I'm going to read it. You know what?
What?
What the fuck? It's not on yours. So anyway.
No.
I clicked read me first.
Yeah, what does it say?
Okay. Everything, most things written on this website is completely false and or made up.
This is 100% real.
It is up to you. It literally,
this is real.
Welcome to The Radish, America's premier source of quote-unquote news. The Radish is a project started in late 2020 out of boredom. The main goal was to get Donald Trump to retweet us someday, but I guess that'll never be possible due to his account going
this
poop.
This is fucking real.
Okay. I aim to post every other day. We might have monthly newspaper, blah, blah, blah. Everything, most things written on this website is completely false and or made up.
Let's do our due diligence here and look this story up.
The false to actual.
You got the computer. Look up. Just type in Florida man assaults neighbor with peanut butter. And we'll see if we can find another legitimate news source for this. Because I 100% believe this. Because
they're probably reading that. And
it's I 100% shredding. Believe this. Like, you find this? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Find it on like Channel 13.
Go what county so you can look up their arrests. We didn't see this is the hard hitting shit we would have to do.
Yeah, because this is too like goofy to make up, dude.
Or is goofy enough?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay.
You're gonna find out it's fucking real. Listen, I fully vet my articles here.
I'm not saying that. When the own fucking website itself is saying it's full of shit, of course I'm going to believe it.
Yeah.
That you are it's fake.
Hey, this is
there's nothing. There's.
I believe it's real.
I'm finding tweets and it's just showing me a picture.
See? How many people tweeted it? How many people
tweeted it? There's one comment.
See, there you go. Real. Another. Fucking real.
No.
Yep.
I don't know. I have to question this.
No.
We're going to deep dive into the Radish.
I'm not deep diving anywhere.
I got to do a due diligence.
I'm reporting this like it actually happened. Because you know why? It doesn't matter.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's got a funny fucking story.
Five stars.
And if it's true, which I believe it is.
He's identified as John Paul, better known as former Pope John Paul, has no criminal record and no memory of the attack, claiming he had been possessed.
See? This is fucking real.
Yeah. Like he stated publicly, he still thinks that Mr. Randy is still a virgin.
All right. Whether that story is legitimately true or not, this story is...
What is this? Oh, no way.
National Guardman applies for a job with a hitman website.
Not the Pinkertons?
No. So this story is about a guy who he worked for the military, worked for the National Guard. Somebody put a hitman website. It's a fake hitman website up with like...
Look at the name.
What, the National Guard?
Of the hit... The
hitman website?
You should close that. There it is.
Oh, Rent-A-Hitman? So anyway, this website had like, it was like a full fucking bullshit website though. It had like reviews of like, oh, I used their service and it was great, 5 stars or whatever.
Rent-A-Hitman.
So this guy fucking applies for the hitman job
And he was arrested.
Yeah, you can't apply for a job as a hitman. And he said shit like, I'll fucking do whatever you want.
Yeah, here's my W-2s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna fill. You get the W-4s. Do you have a retirement?
Yeah, he submitted his resume. The website owner requested a resume, headshots, and images of Garcia's and identification, which, according to the complaint, he provided. Great. Yeah,
he was interested.
His resume also stated that he was a marksman expert, awarded for not missing really a single bullseye on all of his targets. And shooting expert with 2 or more weapons.
God, this website is fantastic. This is
yeah. You looked it up?
No, I'm just. It's on here. It says like Rent-A-Hitman. One, the name of it or not, itself, right? You know that's a joke because it's not open like that, right? The underworld. So no. The fake testimonials.
Yeah,
I caught my husband cheating with the babysitter and our relationship was terminated after a free public relations consultation. I'm single again and looking to mingle. Thanks, Guido. And rent a hitman.
See? So this guy, this fucking complete fucking dumbass applied for a job with him.
That is great.
How See, now I believe that this story is more fake over than the last one about the Florida man assaulting a guy with peanut butter.
No, see, people are dumb.
People are dumb.
I mean, when asked what made him interested in the position, he replied, being in the military, doing that sort of work already. You're in the National Guard.
So says the agent told Garcia the client was paying $5,000 for the target to be killed.
What if you were the site owner?
He was given a target package consisting of photographs. Oh, Jesus.
Would you...
This guy.
Garcia later to do a phone interview with the FBI undercover employee contacted on Michael 3rd. During the interview, Garcia allegedly said he would be comfortable taking fingers or ears as trophies.
You gotta have proof.
Okay.
Yeah, like this guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah,
except for when he applied for a job at a Rent-A-Hitman website.
Yeah, dude, I'll kill people for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody can know about it. You can go to a public
domain. Yeah, go to a public website.
And just book me.
He probably had a gamer tag or whatever his hitman name was.
Yeah.
That he put on there. Jeez. Iceman.
Yeah.
Probably pick that.
Leave 5 stars. Yeah.
Yeah. Iceman.
This is a whole thing. We can make a whole skit. Like, you can make a whole video skit over this.
Yeah. You probably could.
Oh, it'd be great.
You could have the interview and everything in there. And then you could Chris Hansen him at the end. Hey, sit right down there.
Yeah. Target package.
Yeah.
Consisting of photographs, description of the fictional title. Wow, man.
Good times.
Oh, man. They sent him a fake package of a target.
Yeah. The FBI. Yeah. I was saying that. And they said it would be $5,000, and they had a picture that probably had a dossier or whatever. A dossier.
Yeah.
Yeah, of him on there.
This is your mission.
Yeah, should you choose to accept it.
Do you? Do you accept it? Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, boom, got door him. Kicked in.
Fucking FBI coming. Yep. Full Pinkerton.
Yeah. No, you want the guy with magic cards next door.
You're in the wrong place, buddy.
Yeah. So, oh, sorry, sir.
Boston runner caught on video. You're going to love this. Pooping in a stranger's front yard.
You had to go, bro. The Boston Marathon.
It's funny, too. They got a video of this shit.
You can't see.
Yeah,
you're not
going
to.
No, you're not going to see it on this website, this particular website, but it is available on the YouTubes. But it's like a faraway picture. So it's like the guy's front door cam and the person's at the end of the fucking yard. Yeah. So this person running in the Boston Marathon, you can see it in the video though, goes and runs up there and just drops a big old duke on the front yard, this guy's front yard
or whatever. Called the shit poop.
And this is not a rare occurrence.
I mean, you got to go.
After I've done the research, but they have porta shitters quite frequently along the Boston Marathon route. And also like shitting your pants during this is not a rare thing.
It's not either. Frowned upon.
No. A lot of people shit their pants while they're running in the Boston Marathon or any marathon, yeah. I'd imagine.
I've seen some extreme wrestling.
Where like people shit their pants?
High level athletes.
Shitting their pants? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big thing with girls on like TikTok and stuff peeing when they're dead or squatting or deadlifting.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Incontinence.
Got to use them Benoit balls.
Mm-hmm. So... the homeowner appears to check on the runner from the street, prompting an awkward stare down. It's like when your dog's shitting in your yard and he's like making eye contact with you. You're looking at him. He's looking at you.
What the fuck are you doing out there?
This guy,
Throw the guy a fucking wet one. Here's some wipes.
Probably doesn't care. He'll be itching his whole way to the finish line.
Oh,
yeah. It'll be the worst.
Nice and hot.
If you're thinking of running a marathon but would rather not go viral, try these tips for running it.
For avoiding bathroom breaks.
And just remember, every pro's worry about making a pit stop. Yeah, you don't want to lose your fucking spot, you know?
Yeah, man.
What if that porta potty's being taken up by somebody?
Wear a diaper.
Yeah, but then you just be squishing the whole way there.
Well, the person behind you, no one's running behind you.
Oh, yeah, nobody. That might be the secret, man.
You're wearing
a diaper, and if you get near that first place, man, just fucking drop a load. Chemical warfare, all the fucking people behind you. Yeah, there you go. Say they're in your fucking shit, whatever, wash behind you. Your shit jet stream.
People passing out.
Your shit stream.
Yeah.
Ew. That's disgusting.
It's poop again.
All right. Female teacher at $20,000 a year, girls' school is forced to apologize to pupils for saying, what do you think the worst thing you could say? Oh,
man.
Yeah. To all female. She
yeah, all girls' school.
Yeah. She was forced to apologize for saying good afternoon, girls.
Unfucking real. Yep.
This is the world we live in. And this is a legitimate article. This is from the Daily Mail .co.uk.
For 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
At a private girls' school.
She had to apologize. The
place is called a girls' school.
Yeah, they're going to have to change that.
To just school? Human school.
Something, yeah. Chest feeding school. Wait, they're 11, so that's...
No.
If it was a high school, maybe.
Maybe.
Because, yeah, now they're calling it... You got to call it chest feeding and not breastfeeding.
Good afternoon, girls. Now I have to apologize.
That's fucking nuts, though, isn't it? And I guess it's because one of the students identifies as non-binary.
Well, then get the fuck out.
Speaking of non-binary, anyway, I just heard this today, too. You know, you remember Pat from Saturday Night Live?
No.
You don't remember Pat? No. You can't tell if it's a boy or a girl, Pat?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Holy shit. Fucking anyway, Saturday Night Live, you said a character like 30 years ago that was like a mix. Like, you couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. It was a non-binary thing. Now on Saturday Night Live, they currently have a non-binary fucking character now.
I do recall.
Life has intimidated art once again over there at Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it is Julia Sweeney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen pictures of her.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plays Pat.
Yeah, Pat.
Yeah. So now, so do you recall now?
Yes.
You recall now?
Yeah.
I spoke to I talked to Santos about this earlier, friend of the show, Jake Santos.
A real friend of the show.
Yeah. They're all real friends of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, Marquez. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't give Marquez a friend of the show treatment.
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did give him the friend of the show treatment. I remember that. So, yeah, this woman, it was forced to apologize.
That's stupid. It's not a non-binary school.
No.
Like, it's a girl school. If you don't identify as a girl, you gotta go.
Can you believe that? Like, it used to be back in the
day. Following your own rules.
Yeah. It used to be back in the day when you got in trouble for something. You actually did something bad. Now you can just get in trouble for this type of horse shit.
This is crazy.
Yes.
I hate it here.
After being told that not everyone identifies as female, one pupil stood up and challenged her to acknowledge their pronouns. And these are 11-year-olds.
Unreal.
Fuck, when I was 11, I didn't even know what a fucking pronoun was.
Some year 7 students complained. Get out of
here. I said, when I was that age, I didn't even know what a fucking pronoun was, let alone what I had my own that I could choose.
And I was even in a class that taught pronouns, and I still was like, man, shut up. Like, get out of here. If you don't identify...
Yeah.
As a girl in a girl's school, you don't belong there.
Maybe after reading that story, that this couple that we had for the next story, it decided to do what they did.
Jesus Christ.
So we had a couple beheads themselves with a homemade guillotine and ritual sacrifice. Whoosh. Police in India say. So an Indian couple has allegedly died by a suicide by using a guillotine. Is it guillotine? Yeah.
Guillotine-like mechanism
and decapitated themselves in a sacrificial ritual, police said Sunday. I'm not even going to try to pronounce these names. Yeah.
In Mumbai.
Humbambai Bakwana and his wife, Hanasaban, same last name, 38 and 35, both died decapitating after... Goddamn.
Why decapitation?
Yeah, my web browser just bounced around because an ad popped up.
Wow.
It says the couple first prepared a fire altar before putting their heads under the guillotine like machine held by a rope.
Whoa.
Yeah. Was quoted...
I'm not even going to pronounce that guy's name.
Indrajit Singh Jadeja. A police sub-inspector was quoted as saying that the rope, as soon as they released the rope, an iron blade fell on them, severing their heads, which rolled into a fire.
Fucking metal.
That is pretty fucking metal. If you're going to suicide yourself, that's how you're going to do it right there. If you're going to go metal.
That's some fucking Elden Ring shit in the background.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, a fire is considered sacred in Hinduism. I wonder about, what about suicide in Hinduism?
I don't know, man. Maybe as long as you don't eat fucking cow.
Maybe it's only the Christians who frown upon Hinduism. Or frown upon Hinduism.
Oh, they do. Oh, man.
I'm fucking accidentally running shade there. No, I think only the Christians like frown upon suicide.
I thought Christians frown upon almost everything.
They do. They do. You have to live by a higher standard.
Fucking higher. You got to be high to live by that standard. Yeah.
Police who said they found the suicide note to a family member have launched an investigation. I think it's pretty cut and dry. I mean,
what is there investigating? Come on, pretty dude. Pretty
cut and dry.
The incident took place sometime between Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
Ritual human sacrifice are not unknown in India.
So this is a common thing.
Official data show that there were more than 100 reported cases between 2014 and 2021.
Yep, there you go.
Huh.
Cut and dry case. We're done here, boys.
Human sacrifice involved people killing others to please gods rather than themselves.
Huh. Hmm. So I wonder if that's certain laws over there.
I'm good. I'll build a guillotine and like cut some fucking watermelon with it. That'll be fucking cool.
Yeah. Have the Gallagher machine in there.
Oh, yeah. We'll put, when we make the blade, we'll put the mustache on it. Yeah,
the Blade-O-Matic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got, anybody want fucking watermelon?
Jeez. Cut it up.
Yeah.
Smash it up. Human sacrifice it. Oh, there's a little blood still on the blade. Let's clean that up.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I mean, that, like I said, I always like to end on a feel-good story, you know? I mean,
they wanted it. Yeah.
Who am I to judge what they wanted to do?
They took the time to build the guillotine and the fire pit, so they went.
If you're going to kill yourself, you might as well do an elaborate way like that.
They went their way. They picked it.
None of this boring shit where you fucking grab a gun and you shoot yourself. How fucking pedestrian is that?
I don't know, man. Like, everybody...
You're trying to get deep with that, I think.
For a minute.
Yeah, like,
I mean, they did it. They wanted to do it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, feel good story. You have anything else to add?
No. Nothing else to add. We are good. Yep. That was I feel good about the show today.
That was a good show.
It was.
Yeah, I think so. Everybody remember to follow us on Instagram, gamer.athletes, Twitter, gamerathletespc, YouTube, gamerathletes podcast, and our Discord server. You can apply today at gamerathletes. Thanks, everybody, for listening and for your support. This has been Gamer Athletes. We'll see you on the next show.